Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
I have been fed, that's a fact.
I have been fed, that's a fact.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
No one else gets these rewards.
Sergeant, that is just plain untrue.
What in tarnation?
Sir, PenFed's PowerCash Rewards Card isn't just for military members. Anyone can get cash back on all purchases.
Ah, figgins! You've ruined my favorite song.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Hey, Collateral Live fans, Cody here, and by now you've likely heard about Disney Plus, the new streaming service that includes Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. With all these amazing brands in one place, Disney Plus has one of the most incredible libraries in the entire streaming landscape, and it's all ad-free. From beloved classics like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves to today's blockbusters like Captain Marvel and Avengers Endgame to critically acclaimed documentaries like National Geographic's Free Solo, the content on Disney Plus is truly unparalleled. Disney Plus also offers some of the most beloved TV shows of all time, including 30 seasons of the Emmy Award-winning animated series The Simpsons. And if that weren't enough, Disney Plus has also rolled out a host of originals like The Mandalorian, the first-ever Star Wars live-action series, and High School Musical, The Series, a very meta take on the beloved film franchise. It's no wonder Disney Plus has become one of the most talked-about streaming services of 2019, so don't miss out. Sign up for Disney Plus now and start streaming all of this great content today.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen report. Limitations apply.
Welcome back to Collider Live, the best show on the damn YouTubes. Oh. Hope your Thanksgiving went really well. We have an unreal show for you guys today because I'm Roxy Stryer, but that doesn't matter right now. Jack Macuga,
hey,
Macuga,
my favorite peoples in the whole world. I love coming back here. I got in my car this morning and I was like, I was getting ready this morning and Amanda's like, what time are you leaving? I was like, 9:15, 9:17. She's like, 9:22. I was like, 9:22. I'm just blitz here in O'Rourke.
She knows you too well. Yeah. Mark Riley, what do you got?
Oh my God. I'm so excited for my friend to be here. But I wanted to talk to you about, you changed the light.
I did.
You got it.
I got it changed.
You got it changed.
Yep.
So
what?
There was this, I told you on the way in, by the way, I took Roxy into work the other day.
Wait, hold on.
Did you show her?
Mark,
yes,
Mark,
I showed her.
Mark and Josh, you've been gone for like a year. You come back, you are doing unreal things, and this is what you've been waiting to talk to him about?
Oh, yeah.
He got a light change?
Yeah, do you, okay, so
I called root. Every day, twice a day.
Yep. Our route.
Finally got in touch with somebody.
What
was
are
effed.
You even talking about?
Our route was effed on the way in into the work, and so there was, they put in a new light, and the light was off. It had 20 seconds for you to hit that green. 20 seconds is not a lot of time when
especially
you're in L.A.
Especially in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Especially in the afternoon. So he called and he complained twice a day?
I mean, I called. I
who
left
are
messages.
You
the Los Angeles Department of Transportation, the L.A. DMT.
Yeah.
And I just kept calling and leaving voicemails at different hours of the day. I finally got a hold of somebody and they were like, oh, You.
Yep.
Wow, they knew.
I was leaving voicemail after voicemail, email after email. I sent a frickin' letter to an address.
Can I tell you something, though, Josh?
What's that?
You don't live here anymore. No. Why do you care so much about this?
Well, because at that time, I was so upset about it. And listen, once I get a bug in my butt, I am going all for it.
Here's the thing.
You're really busy these days.
About 3 or 4 days after he had left, it changed. And I went, wait a minute, there's no traffic here. Mm-hmm. What's going on? And that light turned and I started counting. 20 seconds came and went, 30 seconds, about a minute. We were back to normal and traffic henceforth has been removed from my
You're the one that's updating me because I haven't had to make this drive. So this afternoon.
Yeah, I texted you.
You know who doesn't have time to deal with any of this? A man with a baby. Cody Hall, everyone.
Hey!
Beautiful segue.
Cody, checking in. How was your bingo Thanksgiving? Josh, you're going to love this.
Well,
that Cody does.
I had a lot of squares filled out on my bingo, but I did not actually get bingo.
No.
I was pretty bummed.
So he plays bingo with things that the family members will ask him. Like
every year.
Give examples, Cody.
Stuff like, what's a podcast? What do you do for work again?
Yeah.
How's your drive in the morning? Who are you?
Unbelievable.
I love he ends it with, who are
you? I can't believe you didn't bring us your board, though, Cody.
I'm sorry. I have
it
on my phone.
Also appearing today, Alex Marzonia.
Alex.
Hello. Hi, Roxy. Hello. Hi, Mark. Hi, Makuga.
Hey, Alex. I know this is – hey, Alex. he's psyched. Alex is psyched.
Alex.
So Alex, I was told when I left left Collider Live permanently, not like permanently, but like every day,
semi-permanent marker
for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Like a whiteboard.
I think I should be back full time. I know I can't give away anything. Anyway, okay. So I can't say anything. Literally got an email from an executive because I had to get it cleared to even come on the show.
Mm. Like, wow, who'd you get it cleared by?
Like an executive.
Executive where?
I can't say that.
Oh.
You thought you were going to trip me up.
I love Roxy. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. And then she's asking questions.
Well, I'm nervous I'm going to give it away, so I'd rather him do it.
Yeah. No.
You're trying to get him to do it.
Yeah, baiting him.
Okay, and then I get fired and you take my job.
Perfect.
No.
No.
I didn't think this through all the way.
Yeah.
Continue.
Go. Mm-hmm. So when I left, I was told Alex was working on a theme song, and I still hear the same Collider Life theme song.
I got to be honest with you. Samesies.
Oh, yeah. It's been very busy.
Oh, okay.
Very, very busy times.
Does Alex have a girlfriend now?
Oh, breaking news.
Alex.
Breaking news.
Hold on.
Guys.
Okay.
I just got friend-zoned.
Oh.
Whoa. Alex. That wasn't breaking news,
wait,
man.
Wait.
Can you elaborate? What's happening, Alex?
What was that like?
She's going to another country, and so it was like... Why are you laughing?
Wait, but is that getting friend zoned when somebody's going to another country?
And the fact that she told me, let's just be friends.
That's being friend zoned. Her going to another country has nothing to do with getting friend zoned.
Well, it's like, I don't want to commit the time, you know?
Yeah.
That's great. I'm sorry, Alex.
Wait, is this the same girl that you like really dug?
Oh yeah. I mean we're still gonna hang out. We're still hanging out and stuff.
But, like, make it out?
But as friends. No.
No.
Do you guys want to know how unprofessional I am right now? I totally forgot I had gum in my mouth until 10 minutes into a live show.
You want to know what? I noticed, and in my head I thought, he's too big for us now.
No, I was like,
he's too big
Josh,
for
you're,
us.
You're talking in a microphone.
I
didn't mean to change the subject that quickly, Alex, but listen.
I don't think there's much to talk about.
There's more fish in the sea. There's more girls, you know, out there.
Los Angeles?
Yeah. You know what, man? You're a great dude. Set your sights where you want to set them, and your goals will be accomplished. I don't know. I'm not an Instagram quote. I apologize.
You know what you should do? Put yourself into your work like Collider Live theme song.
Oh.
You guys like that one?
I like that. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Josh, I know you can't tell us much.
Okay.
What can you say?
Well,
without me getting you fired because I can't take that job.
I can say one thing that Cody had the tweet of the weekend with, I just watched the first season of The Irishman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
That got me.
That's amazing.
Okay.
I still haven't seen the movie.
I tried to watch The Irishman.
I watched it last night.
Three separate times. I am like an hour and 15 minutes into it. I've like tried to binge The Irishman.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I downloaded it from Netflix for my flight yesterday, my airport saga, and I watched Dolomite instead because I just couldn't figure out how to find 4 hours for this thing, even though I had the time.
Yeah. I legit thought it was 2.5 hours.
No.
We sat down, and Amanda and I.
It's 3:40, correct?
It's It's 340.
340, yeah.
340.
Something like that. 339?
Yeah, something like that.
That is so long.
That is so many minutes.
So many hours.
Yeah.
So much.
I had to sort of white lie to Julie to get through this thing.
Yes.
By saying she's like, we watched it. Yeah, we watched it yesterday.
Was it good?
And yeah.
Cody,
I really
was it good?
It.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
Alex liked it.
I saw it in theaters.
Oh, you saw it in theaters.
Good
yeah.
For
but
you.
It's
like
oh,
with your girl who's a friend. You.
When we hit 2 hours, she looked at me and went, "What is going on? What is going on?" And she's like, "It's almost over." And I went, "No, it's not." She's like, "Cause I was falling asleep too, not because of the movie, but just because of the long weekend." And she's like, "We only have a little bit left because it's been 2 hours."
Yeah,
no, we don't. We've about an hour and a half left.
No,
I got through legit an hour and 15 minutes, then paused it. Amanda and I had over like our long distance binge together. I think we have figured out that a way to stay like healthily in communication and like happy, because I think Amanda had a really rough time. She said the first 10 days were fine, but like the last 7 were really tough.
Yeah.
It's just like that's kind of like the longest we've ever been apart in like the history of our relationship.
It was, I could imagine.
It was tough. And so we binged Downton Abbey. Like I told you guys, I had started it before I left.
Right.
We were like end of season one when I left. We binged it like the whole time we were in New York. So I'd come home.
Wait, who binged it in New York? You and Amanda?
I binged it in New York.
While she was binging it here.
Here. So
that's
we were
really
like
cute.
Debriefing long, episodes.
Long distance binging.
Long distance binging.
I
think we
love
created.
That.
Yeah.
Oh.
We created like a nice
there's
little.
There's something really romantic about yeah. that.
And we finished the whole series. And then I waited to get back to LA about 3 days to then we watched the movie together.
Ah.
So it was like a nice little long distance binge of Downton Abbey.
With a reward.
With a reward of the movie at the end. So now we have to pick a show for the next run because I go to New York. I know I'm going to be on today and Wednesday with you guys.
Oh, mm-hmm. I told everybody all week.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. We need to boost the ratings.
Yeah.
I'm okay with lying.
I can't
at this
make
point.
It tomorrow. I'm sorry. Monday, Wednesday, and then hopefully Thursday. Possibly Friday, but I don't know what days you're on
these
days.
So it's kind
days.
Of like the whole week
I will definitely
almost.
Be here this Friday because we have a massive guest coming in.
Yes.
So I don't know if we've announced to it.
Yeah, it's John Cena. I'm afraid to announce.
No,
because
you know
I
what?
Did
I think
that.
We should announce because then I think it pressures them into yelling up.
But we did announce.
Again, I'm not above any of these tactics
it's
anymore.
John Rocha?
John Cena!
Oh.
We did. We were supposed
John.
To have Mike Rosenbaum on today. But then, unfortunately, his grandfather passed. Mm. So we missed him here, but we're working on a reschedule because I did announce that. I wanted to make that clear because I know some people were excited. But,
right.
Roxy, to your point, do you want to?
Yeah, I think we should. Aaron Taylor Johnson is coming on Friday.
Yeah,
which is,
really?
Yeah, huge. Really excited about
Holy
that.
Holy cow, that's gigantic.
Yeah, I think that he's just like such a stud and one of the best actors of our generation and has been in so many different franchises and –
pretty damn cool.
Pretty damn cool.
So that's
I will
awesome.
Be here Friday. This week I will be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay. So I'll be here Wednesday with you. And then more than likely I don't know if they're flying me out Thursday or
Who?
Friday. That I can't say.
Oh.
The television show that I'm currently working on.
Are you working on something with John Cena?
No.
You cannot
Let me
confirm
ask you this.
Nor deny.
But I can't say that maybe John Cena will be on sometime in the future.
John Cena!
Are you working on something that has a baby in it? Baby.
Okay, guys, fine.
Yoda.
I'll give it to you. I'm season 2 of The Mandalorian.
Woo!
You are season 2 of
The Mandalorian. I'm the whole season 2.
It's literally him sitting on a bench. And you're just playing with Baby Yoda.
Correct.
Time.
It's called the Makugalorian. Mm. Everybody knows that. They've changed the name.
That works for me.
Yeah.
That works for me.
Yeah.
I can't say Makugalorian? That.
Makugalorian?
Makugalorian.
Makugalorian. Or you could just do
Makugalorian.
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 I think it's just a Makugalorian. Cody?
You don't.
Joshalorian?
From the booth? The Joshalorian?
Joshalorian?
Which one of our names goes best with it? Roxalorian, Markalorian, Alexlorian. No, couldn't even
Codalorian.
Say it.
Codalorian.
Codalorian.
Josh
Alorian. Like any word.
Yeah. If I'm being honest, you're correct. Cody.
Yeah. My friend Brandon changed his handle to Brandalorian.
That's pretty
and
good.
And that actually works.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you saw one episode.
I saw
right?
one episode.
You like
so
it.
Here's what happened. So
the
was,
first episode or just a random episode?
I watched episode 3 just because. No. I watched the first episode. Come on, Roxy.
Who are you looking for?
The audience. Cody. I'm looking at back at Cody.
God,
you know
I'm
looking for
him. Oh, my God.
You see him like, am I right? Right?
It's a fucking illusion.
I don't know what job you've been working on, but nobody's behind you. So what did you think of the first episode
I loved
of Mandalorian?
It. I thought it was actually really good. Yeah, I didn't know that baby – because I – okay, so obviously I've been spoiled by Instagram and Twitter and stuff of like there's a baby Yoda in Mandalorian. That's fine. If it is what it is. I didn't know that he appeared in the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
And he is adorable. First of all, that is the most adorable really creature cute. In the history of the Star Wars universe. You can take your porgs and shove them wherever you shove porgs these days, you weirdos. But
you probably eat them. Honestly, they resemble chickens.
They do. Yeah.
Shove them in your mouth. It's kind of rude.
Rude.
I mean, everybody eats barbecue. Just
we do eat baby deer and stuff, though. So
we eat porgs on Thanksgiving. It's a bird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that baby Yoda.
Rough. I mean, it's a tough Thanksgiving meal.
Fuck. I'm thankful for this porg. there's so many
that.
Of them.
I would love to see that.
There's so many of them. It goes perfectly in with our sponsor. You guys want me to give you a quick read?
No.
That's right. Heroes and Villains is a design-driven lifestyle brand for fans who want more.
Can I tell you something?
HeroesVillains.com.
I had the most amazing transition to talk about Heroes
and
Villains.
Oh, no. Did I burn it?
Well, I was really excited because you were asking me what I was doing this week, and then I was going to go into it. But then we started talking about killing the baby porgs, and it just didn't feel like the right time to talk about our amazing sponsor, Heroes and Villains.
Well, I'm clearly the villain in this situation if I'm ripping off necks of porgs for Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm really excited about it, though, because we're all wearing their swag right now. They've been sponsors of the show before, and they are back. Heroes and Villains, guys. If you like any of the swag we're wearing, trust me, there's a lot more where that came from. They just released Star Trek, Batman, and Joker, and Warriors of Mandalore, which we're talking about right now.
Right.
These things are, like, seriously, this is the softest thing I've worn in so long, and after Thanksgiving, I could use this little bit of bigness on me, a little warm and cozy.
Yeah, I could use it, too.
I had a lot of stuffing, guys.
Yeah. See, oh, my God, Lord.
I don't like bomber jackets, per se, because they usually don't fit me right. But this bomber jacket...
It looks dope on you.
It's
no
actually
lie.
Fitting
That's the one,
really
yeah.
well.
I'm
yeah.
circling on that one.
Yeah.
I really want that one.
I'm not going to take this one. I'm going to leave it for the
for
office.
Me?
For you, you can have it.
I kind of feel like I would rock a dope bomber.
Mm-hmm. You would rock this.
Thank you so much.
Really well.
I would rock it. Yeah. Guys, heroesvillains.com. Don't put the and in there because it doesn't belong. It's just heroesvillains.com. And like last time... We're competing with the other people here, and we're going to ruin them. John Cena! So you get 10% off your entire purchase, guys. And that is by using the code LIVE10 at checkout. So heroesvillains.com. Use LIVE10. And today, guys... It's Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Which means that they currently, I checked the website this morning, are offering 35% off. So you get 10% off that 35% off, which is 45% off, which is almost 50% off, which is pretty much half off, which basically means you're getting the stuff for free.
Math does check out.
Yeah,
that does check
it's
out.
It's pretty amazing. So go to herovillains.com, herovillains.com, LIVE10, using the code LIVE10, and get your dope swag today.
I still have my Heroes Villains, what's it called? Like the camouflage button down.
Yeah,
I rock a ton of their shirts still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I have a Rebel Scum shirt that I wear all the time when I'm feeling edgy.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because you're a rebel and you're scum. Rebel Scum.
Call me scum again. See what happens.
Rebel scum. That's from Return of the Jedi.
Josh, going back for a second. Okay. So you know how when I asked, could you tell us anything,
sure.
and instead you started talking about Mandalorian?
Sure.
So is that a no?
Well, so I'm not allowed to say anything. I do know that we will know sooner than later, like more sooner than when I was on the show last time, so which was like 3 weeks ago. But
I love it. Can you tell us about your time? Are you enjoying yourself?
Sure, yeah.
Are you happy?
I will say this. I landed in New York and
that's when Baby Yoda picked you up from the airport.
Correct. Me and Baby Yoda.
Right.
I walked out of JFK, immediately walked back inside, put all of my clothes on,
yeah.
and legitimately was Cool Runnings. I felt like those guys. Like my dreadlock was popping off. John Candy was like, it's not so much the heat as it's the humidity, right? You know, in Cool Runnings, he rips off his dreadlock.
Dreadlock.
Yeah. Oh. So it took me a little while to get used to the cold. I ordered a new jacket. I went to like a street vendor and bought hats and scarves and gloves because my body, as a Pittsburgher, they're like, oh, come on, man, you grew up in
Your
the cold.
Blood is so thin now.
Come on. I just am colder. I'm just colder in general.
Jafiel.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. I was home and they were like, it's beautiful out. I was like, it is 33
degrees. Wait, what did you
degrees.
Say? Jafiel?
Jafiel.
Is that French for I feel you?
I don't understand.
Are you serious?
Is this like a slang that you learned from your younger sister?
Jafiel.
Alex, thank you. You're the only one in this room. Jafiel.
Oh, it's like Yahafiel.
You have to say it whispering.
Jafiel.
Jafiel.
Jafiel. Is Alex going for like the sexy Jafiel? Like Jafiel.
No, you don't Jafiel.
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 Jafiel. You really don't know. Jafiel.
This is are you guys effing with me?
No.
Jafiel. Like, I'm Jafiel. With
you,
dude.
I don't know what's going
on. No, Jafiel means like I feel you. Jafiel.
Oh, Jafielia.
Jafiel Earhart.
Okay. Wait, we've texted probably a bajillion times. I've never texted you Jafiel.
No.
Jafiel.
Nope.
Jafielia.
Comments sound off right now. Jafiel
or not? What's everybody saying?
Jafiel or Jafiel?
Hashtag Jafiel. Jafar. Jafiel.
That's where I've been going. Yeah, I've just been hearing Jafar
so far
the whole time.
Away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore?
That's a good Yacht Rock classic.
That's how I feel about you.
So yeah, sad. I think Amanda might feel the same way.
Yeah, probably a little more.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So I posted a couple pictures, like, you know, from New York, and then I posted a couple pictures from, like, I was in Arizona for a bit.
What were you
in
doing there?
Stockton. Just hanging out.
Oh.
If you've never been to Scottsdale this time of year, it's gorgeous. It's got a nice little desert chill. Desert chill at night. Really nice and warm during the day, like a 70. It's like here because we're in the desert. I went to lovely Stockton, California, which is
– have you gotten any kind of a time, like how long are you doing said mystery when – no. You know nothing.
I know nothing.
Jon Snow.
I mean, I have a tentative schedule for the next 3 months, which means I will – I'm not going to be here the rest of December. So like this week and then December. I'm gone basically until Christmas Day.
This shit is so exciting.
It's cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm like all about it.
Yeah.
Did you get to be here for Thanksgiving or are you working
today? No, I landed. On like the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week.
So that's when you were doing your movie watching of Downton Abbey.
Correct. We watched it. We actually watched it, that Wednesday night. We had a nice little night in and we watched the Downton Abbey movie and then we promptly put on the Downton Abbey movie again.
We watched it twice?
We watched it back to back.
You liked it that much?
Are you being serious?
I swear to God. Fell in love with Downton Abbey. So when you watched the movie?
In one sitting, you can't get through The Irishman, but you watch Downton Abbey.
There's something magical about those.
What a twist.
Those Granthams.
What a twist.
The Granthams are the lovely family from Yorkshire, England.
What are they called?
The Granthams. That's their last name. Grantham.
Grantham
and Crawley. Lady Mary Tolbert. She was Lady Mary Grantham and then Lady Mary Crawley and then she was Lady Mary Tolbert.
I like that.
She's getting married over and over?
Well, her first husband died. Spoiler alert.
She's a widow?
Yeah, she was a widow, and then or
I thought you watched Downton Abbey.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, you'd love it. It's amazing. So,
wait, guys, I haven't asked anybody this before. Yeah. I do want you to continue, but I paused on that because what's a widow versus a widower?
A widow is the woman. A widower is the man.
Oh, so if the wife dies, it's a widower.
Widower.
Oh, yeah. Continue. That wasn't as fun as I hoped.
Black widow is Scarlett Johansson. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I'm with you.
And also a great pool billiards player from like '90s. Remember the Black Widow? Pool player? Anyway, billiards.
No, certainly not.
Not familiar.
Yeah, I know all the billiards players.
Of course. If you watched ESPN back in the 90s, they had pool on sometimes.
I had a pool table growing up.
Is that where you hooked up with that dude that one night and then came and told your brother?
No, actually, that was a bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Next to the pool table room.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
I am really enjoying, by the way, the Roxy Stryer family photo, like 10 years, 20 years later.
Oh, you like it? Big fan. The recreation.
Because my dad and I recreated one from the beach a couple years ago that was like my favorite. And I love that you guys
This is our seventh year in a row. And can I tell you, so for anybody who doesn't know what Josh is talking about, my two siblings and I recreate every Thanksgiving a family photo from like when we were really little kids.
Yes.
And it is every year a nightmare.
Oh, God. I can imagine.
Are you the one driving this?
No. We all – so this is the seventh year we've done it.
Okay.
And so you don't – I can't drive something for 7 years. I think I initially created it. But now it's like every year we send photos back and forth. What's going to be the one? But this year we were like, let's be casual about it. You know, we'll just – on Thanksgiving Day, we'll go through a photo album. We'll pick one. And then whatever's closest apparel-wise. But for some reason, we pulled up – a picture that had my old bed frame in it. And we were like, wow, I think we still have that somewhere in this house.
Oh, God, no.
And it was down in my basement.
Near the pool table?
No, near it, but in the like storage part of my basement.
Right.
And my dad was like, okay, I'm going to help you guys get this, but just know there's like a ton of asbestos in here. And
We were like,
did you put
what?
Gas masks on?
That was good.
Remember, my house is 110 years old.
Sure.
Like, my dad grew up in my house, so he's had it for 60 years. Yeah. But prior to that, there was somebody else who had it for 50 years.
And we're talking about asbestos or the house?
Both, probably.
Okay, got it.
So we were moving things, and he was like, just know, like, this mat, asbestos, the paint on the asbestos, like, just try to avoid the asbestos-y spots. And Sky and I, my sister, were like, fuck it, we don't care. We got to do whatever it takes for the picture.
I'm with you.
Also, I'm pretty convinced that I'm going to die of something else.
Yeah.
Like, anytime that I do anything that's not that bad, I'm like, I've already effed with my body a lot. Like, mm-hmm. it's probably not going to be the asbestos that gets me. But my brother's girlfriend, who is my brother's wife, oh my God,
oh, burn. Not even the fiance.
No.
He went straight girlfriend.
Burn, no, I'm literally obsessed with her. She's amazing. She's the picture taker every year.
Oh, God.
And hates it.
Yeah, of course.
Like, is miserable about mm-hmm. it. And she's a hypochondriac, and my dad said asbestos, and she started flipping out.
Oh, like, I've been staying in this house, and there's asbestos.
Yes, like, holy, I've been coming here for 6 years now. Wouldn't you have told me that, like, what with the asbestos? And she was just, like, in a full-blown pit. Everybody take your clothes off. We've got to get it in the wash, like, panicking. And I was like,
can you imagine?
This is when my mom would be like, all right, calm it down there, sweetheart.
Okay, time for dinner.
We're like licking the asbestos, yeah. Like no F's given. So we tried to take the picture very quickly. She was not stoked on it.
So first of all, I saw on social media this weekend, I think, that the asbestos company, right, the company's called Asbestos, they named a town. Asbestos, and I think it's like Kentucky, like Asbestos, Kentucky, or something like that.
Why did they do that?
Okay, because the town like was built around this asbestos factory, and they were like, "Well, we just might as well keep it with the brand. Let's call it Asbestos."
Yikes! Right? Where are you from?
Not Asbestos, Kentucky. Not the best. And I think like the title was like Asbestos, Kentucky, not great for tourism or something like that.
Shocker!
Or like for people moving in and out. Second of all,
hell of a gift shop, though.
Oh, amazing! If you want to get some good asbestos. Our high school pool had asbestos like spackled throughout the whole ceiling, and it was so old that it was like start falling into the pool. And
you were a swimmer.
I was a swimmer. You have to get the like little skimmer out. I'm like, has the high school thought about like getting rid of the asbestos? They removed the asbestos ceiling like my junior year in high school. I'd been swimming in that pool every day since I was 8 years old.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great, but honestly, I try to think about things like. All right, I've stood next to the microwave so many times.
Totally.
Is that the thing that gets... I use the baby powder talcum whatever that is giving my vagina cancer. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but I keep hearing the ads about it.
Yeah.
But Johnson & Johnson or something
like
that?
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson.
You know what I'm talking about?
Talcum.
Like all
their powder.
All the things that I keep hearing, class, lawsuit... that's me. I've done that for my whole life. So I don't think me taking one picture in an asbestos... place that I played my entire life is going to make
that's
any difference.
I mean, if you're not sick now, I think it was more like people were getting mesothelioma, which is, I think, we're getting real serious. Because I've watched enough Celino and Barnes commercials.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever.
I can't.
Yeah.
I think it was the people that were removing the asbestos that were getting sick and they weren't using proper, like, face gear.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to remove it. I'm just trying to roll around in it.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
If anything, that's what
dangerously.
I think we were getting sick from the asbestos because it was falling apart and then the particles were getting in the air. It wasn't like if the asbestos is kept together, I think you're fine. Again,
I'm not
a scientist. I just wear Heroes and Villains. Heroesandvillains.com.
Nailed it.
Heroesvillains.com. Live 10, get 10% off. That's what they call a read. I'm 3 weeks rusty, but you know I'm nailing those reads.
Also,
Jafiel.
Before we cut to commercial, Mark, how is your sister's...
Oh, Lord. Well,
Thanksgiving, yeah, okay?
I am mostly thankful that nobody saw the giant dump Leia took next to the table. Next to the table.
Oh, no.
Next to the table.
Julie, how did you looks get rid of it without anybody noticing?
I ran and got – Julie went and got some cleaning stuff and something to wipe up. I grabbed a puppy bag, a poop bag. While everybody was in the kitchen serving themselves, we took care of the poop. It was amazing.
Can I ask you a real question?
Yeah.
But I'm only going to ask if you promise you're going to answer honestly.
Okay.
You promise?
I promise.
Have you ever picked up dog poop with your hands?
I'm trying to remember. I've gotten close. She pooped. I didn't have a bag, and so I found one of those magazine inserts, and I folded it and picked it up and was like, ew, 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 ew.
Yeah.
So close.
I never have.
But no. I don't think I've ever done – if I don't have a bag, that shit ain't getting picked up.
Yeah, just, but if it's next to the Thanksgiving table and you can't find a bag, I just can picture you being like, fuck it.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. But otherwise...
Scoop it a poop.
Yes. Scoop it a poop. Otherwise, it was good. The whole family was there. We lost a few people. Like, Julie's dad ended up getting called into work, which sucked. So my mom didn't get to meet...
Do you know what it sounds like when you say you lost a few people?
Yeah, well, we lost
this year was tough for the
rest. We lost a few people.
Midway through dinner, mom, she ate the bad bird.
Yeah.
It was an asbestos-filled turkey and...
Bad bird, bad bird. So, what you gonna do?
We ate really late because it was very interesting having it at my sister's. No oven. Oven doesn't work, so we had to cook from different.
You had no oven for
no
Thanksgiving?
Oven. We had the oven. No grill. No.
Wait,
so,
what the fuck did you do with your turkey?
So Julie's mom made the turkey at her location.
With an oven.
With an oven.
Oh.
We made our mac and cheese and our pies and whatnot at our location, and then we all went to my sister's house and served it.
Your sister has no oven?
Yeah, they're working on it. I know. It was a big thing for me. It was. I was like, why are we doing it? Then at the house? Okay, cool. We'll just go with it.
Sure.
So, but
is her place under construction or they just made a home with no oven?
They just moved into the home like 2 months ago. And so, well, the oven does work, but it's wrong temperature and it doesn't cook evenly, so you have to keep turning it.
So there is an oven.
But
you lied to us straight up.
But we're not using the oven because you don't want to
really
burn
backtracking
the food.
Here, right?
Yeah,
you don't want to burn the food. Whose fucking story is this?
100% right? I'm hearing you with an oven.
Do you want an entertaining story or do you want like science-based oven stuff here? The oven doesn't
Please
work.
Text your sister, get her to take a picture of this setup.
Can I get that actually?
I don't know. Well, let's find out over commercial, guys. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and talk all things news, including Birds of Prey. Also,
Birds
Avatar.
Of Prey? Like, turkeys?
We just did it.
Or porks?
We just did it.
I'm not going to be better than that.
We were talking about birds.
It's fine. It's
bad birds,
seat.
Bad birds.
What you gonna do?
Like, that should be the Birds of Prey theme song.
Bad birds.
This is new. Alex, you seen the shit?
Oh, see? Yeah, that's cool.
We got a new break, Alex.
Oh!
A bevy of get? Nope. Collider was spelled wrong in that last one. Particular, nope. Look at Collider spelled wrong in that one. Not at Collider Live. How embarrassing. Collider. Alexandra Desplat was on. Like, that's his entree for lunch.
Multiple times in the same sitting?
No, no. Yeah. Like,
welcome back to Clyde Alive. Continue, Josh.
Yeah, so yeah. Our good friend, co-host of the afternoons with Josh and Ken, currently Josh Amanda and Ken.
She's crushing.
Yeah, she's doing well. Yeah, she's having a blast, too, yep. Which is fun. I've been to lunch with Ken a couple times, and, you know, like, I don't like to eat big during lunch, just like a small salad or something. You've had lunch with me multiple times. Anything like hot and warm, like anything that could slow me down because I'm already tired by the end. I'm a big napper.
Tried to go with you to B-dubs many times in the middle of the day. You will not do wings.
Will do it.
Destroys your day.
Yeah. So, but Ken, I've gone to lunch with a few times and he's ordered like mac and cheese for his entree. I'm not judging anything. Yeah. I just know for myself that I can't eat mac and cheese for lunch because I'll be asleep 20 minutes later. And that's just multiple times. Ken will be like, oh, yeah, this – oh, mac, I'll have the mac and cheese.
This is why
he
we're friends.
He loves mac and cheese.
He found out that Julie has a special recipe. He was very concerned that I had not told him about this news. And so he asked for updates, which I did. I gave him probably at least 15 updates of the creation of the mac and cheese for Thanksgiving.
Did you save him some?
No.
Rude.
I asked how.
This is one of your groomsmen in your wedding.
This is true.
Is really
this
rude.
Is true. So we are going to make some for him.
Speaking of updates, I asked Dorian if Jafiel and Dorian Jafiel. So just to be clear, I'm young
up,
and
guys?
Hip.
I Jafiel.
Yes.
Oh.
Whoa. Wait, Dorian, are you in here or was that
what's
a
up, guys? Your boy Dorian.
No, it's okay. It's a soundbite. But up, we did up, we did up, put guys? A poll up Dorian? On Collider Live's Twitter at Collider Live. Does anyone feel? Hashtag Collider Live. Ja feel, ja don't feel. We've got 15 amazing votes on it.
Yeah.
And I didn't end up seeing theirs. Oh, ja feel. Yay, ja feel's winning, guys.
Okay.
By probably about three people.
That's, just I mean, it's it. Three, it's, they're winning, it's 75%. It's crushing.
Yeah, with all 16 of our.
16 votes, guys.
Oh, 16 votes. Whoops,
yeah,
it is.
Really? That's one of those polls. Guys, go vote. Go
one of those
vote.
Polls you just keep scrolling.
Have you guys ever had a background check done on you?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you had one?
Yeah. When I worked at Children's Hospital.
Okay. Yeah. I just had one done.
It, were you concerned by
you
it?
You're right.
No. I will say this.
Did it not realize, work out for you?
Well, first of all, the funniest one that they brought. So, like, this company does it for this show, obviously, which something obviously Saturday Night Live doesn't do because they keep hiring people and firing them for racist tweets.
So you're not working on SNL.
I'm not working. Oh,
but for Mandalorian Season 2,
yes.
They do the background check.
Mandalorian Season 2, did the Disney background check. Mickey Mouse anally searches me at the border, that kind of stuff.
There it
strip
is.
Search, you know, sticks his fingers in your butt.
Just to be clear. Mickey Mouse anally searches you at the border?
The border between Disney and the rest of the world. You know, there's a Disney.
I thought you meant the New York border where you've been.
Well, that too. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know they shot
this joke is bombing.
Mandalorian in New York where Disney anally assaulted you at the border.
Right at the border.
Oh, yeah.
Anally assaults you at the border.
Yeah, right at the border of New York and
it's on the Brooklyn
Bridge. Other tri-state places. Anyway,
I don't know what's happening.
Have you been anally searched at the border before? Alex wants to know on Twitter. Great question. Choice one, sure. Choice two,
nah
dude. Choice three, Jafiel.
Should put that for like a week.
Great.
Jafiel.
No, only has J-A.
It's just J-A. Come on, Alex, you stupid.
He was the one who knew it, too.
Oh, good. That's good.
Remove poll or reply. Interesting. Interesting debate. Okay, so continue.
So first of all, one of the things they brought up in the background check was apparently there was a change.org petition a while back to have me removed as the host of Collider TV Talk because I didn't like Supergirl.
Oh, word.
Word. Hit it.
Okay? I love petitions on me.
And the petition was literally called Remove Josh McCougar from TV Talk. Now, this company has
You've
no idea
it.
Who I am.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh,
so this came up on your background check.
They sent me a whole packet of my background check.
Oh, Lord.
Then I had a couple things on YouTube that were like from my personal channel that I had already taken down, so it wasn't like a big deal. And then I had no idea. Like, first of all, Twitter makes it impossible to delete old tweets. That's why people get in trouble because you can't.
How does it make it impossible?
You can't I can't scroll past 8 months ago normally. Like, you have to get special access from Twitter to go in and delete old tweets.
You have to do a service, right? You pay for that.
Yeah. Which I didn't know. And I mean, some of these – none of the tweets are bad. Like, there was a couple Trump tweets and maybe that was stupid. And then there was one that like was totally misconstrued, yada, yada, yada. Anyway.
For where you're working, you're not allowed to have any political tweets?
No, not that. Oh. I just think like – I mean, I think if it was an Obama tweet, I would get – you know, but they were negative tweets about Trump.
Okay.
It was like during the 2016 election. Anyway, I had no idea that people hated me this much on Collider Live on one particular service, and that is Reddit, because I never go on Reddit ever.
Oh, wow.
There was like three pages of Reddit hate threads about singularly me.
What the hell, man? Really?
And all about Collider Live. I think I made it.
Oh, shit.
Wait, tell me more. What the hell?
I was going to bring it in, and but I don't know if that's legal.
Bless you.
But, like, I was getting just ripped to shreds on Reddit. Like, F. Makuga, his movie takes are stupid. He knows nothing. Just, like, go do your own thing. That's what you wanted to do forever anyway. Get him off Collider. He's ruining the show.
I get the same thing.
So, you know, I didn't know that my hatred on Reddit – because when I look at Reddit, it's kind of like Jafiel. I look at Reddit, and I'm like, I don't understand what I'm looking at. It's just lines of thread. It looks like an old GeoCities website.
Yeah.
And then you got to – and I don't know where it goes. And I understand that Reddit is important in our industry. People keep trying to do it, keep trying to get me into Reddit. Ellis and I talked about it the other day. It is literally looks like –
wait, but
a confusing book written by Cormac McCarthy.
When they do the background check on you and these things pop up, what they ask you about it, like why do people hate you on Collider Live so much?
No, I think they just produce it for the company that I'm currently working for to look at and be like, hey, you know, this is what's said about him online. And I haven't been told one way or the other because none of it's like, you know who I really hate? I hate the whites. The whites are the worst. And you know who else is worse? The Asians. I hate them too. Like it's not
– yeah.
Was that you imitating potential you one day?
No, I'm just – I don't know. I'm just saying –
whose voice was that?
That's, I don't know. Some idiot racist.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Makeup voice.
But you want to know the lesson from this and I'm sure there's a bajillion of them.
I mean my background check, I thought – I was like I've never really tweeted or done anything like really bad. But there was like a couple responses on YouTube where I was like, you know – maybe you should shut up, stuff like that, like where yeah. I kind of got antagonistic because I was like I'd had enough.
But yeah. The thing is, what I hope people at home realize is that they have power.
Yeah.
And when you say mean things about somebody that they should get fired, like that could have potentially prevented you from getting your dream job.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks. Like you are a really good person. You're not going out there and doing the Mickey Mouse and putting your finger in anybody's butt that doesn't want it there.
True.
And you're not going out there and being a racist, misogynist, homophobic, whatever.
Mm-mm.
So when people say those things like get them off. That possibly prevents you from living your dream, and that's – I can't imagine doing something much worse to somebody. Like I would never want to do that to somebody.
That was like the one thing that I got from it was like I've really kind of taken pride in – okay, so maybe some of the old Casual Mafia sketches were like – it's comedy. It is what it is. It's not like I went on a podcast and was like, you know what I hate? I hate this person and this person because they're a woman. Right? Like, it don't.
The voice you
brought
do.
Up SNL, remember?
Yes,
when that,
exactly.
When, what's his butt went
you're
on
like,
there.
Shithead Makuga alter ego voice is priceless.
Thanks.
You know what I hate? The He Man Woman Haters Club.
You know, I do hate them. They don't let women in their club.
They don't.
This jacket got a little too hot for me back here, but that's just.
That means it's doing its job, Heroes and Villains.
It is. It's
HeroesVillains.com.
It's a hell of a bomber jacket, and I was just told that this jacket I'm not allowed to take because it is Dorian's. So,
but
I'm just wearing it because I will say if I was going to, you know, listen, you could rep a lot of products, right? I've done a fair share of repping products that I don't. Their stuff is really good. Yeah. I didn't even know that was one of their products. It's awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. My only point going back before we move on to news is I learned growing up, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. It's fine to not like somebody, but to actively try to prevent them from
– legitimately?
Yeah. It's effed up unless they do something really horrible.
One of the Reddit threads was Makuga didn't like Joker because he's a effing idiot and knows nothing about movies. Fire him from any job in the future.
That was a Reddit post.
Him, yeah. I mean, I remember
for not liking the Joker. I didn't say I didn't like the Joker. I just said it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I know.
I agree. I agree for so many different reasons. It's just like that's crazy. That's crazy. Anyway, let's talk about other crazy things. Let's get to some news, Riley. What do you got for us today?
Well, we talked a little bit.
What a Monday.
We were talking about that big Variety article way back last week when we were talking about Superman and buried in there. We touched on it a little bit, but they are going to go R-rated for Birds of Prey and Suicide Squad.
Okay.
And they're looking potentially at those characters to possibly spin off, speaking of Joker, into their own separate movies. But R-rated, does it surprise you that Birds of Prey is going to be R-rated?
You know, it's interesting because they don't often introduce a character in a not R-rated movie and then give them an R-rated spinoff. It's happened before, but not often.
Was Suicide Squad, the first one, was that R?
No. That was PG-13.
Yeah. Got it.
There was talk at one point.
So,
I thought,
but Harley Quinn is a relatively R-rated character in general. You could make her R-rated. Mm-hmm. She's. I don't think she has to be the way that people think that somebody like a Deadpool needs to be. Mm-hmm. But I mean, she's like a crazy ass bitch. So for sure, she could go into that R-rated territory. But of the rest of the Birds of Prey, I find her to be the most R-rated, and we've already introduced her as a PG-13. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting what they're doing with them. The Black Mask storyline, mm-hmm. is this for violence? Is this for some sensuality? Is this for what are we thinking the R-rate is coming from?
It doesn't language? Say much. I bet it's going to be language. A little bit of language, maybe a little bit of the gore and stuff from the action that's going to come out of it, but maybe mostly language. Doesn't really say. It just says that they're looking at it for this. Suicide Squad makes a little bit more sense for me as an R rating. James Gunn comes from that world.
And the actual
The title itself kind of lends itself.
Yeah, just the premise of it. Mm-hmm. The fact that these are a group of people who have bombs that explode in their head if they F up because they've already been such crazy villains. Mm-hmm. Like, that's pretty raunchy. So I don't know. I think that if it serves the story and the characters, fine. But I don't want them to just be like, Joker had an R rating and that did really well. Maybe R ratings are where it's at. What, Josh? This is the most concerned I've ever seen you about any superhero news ever.
Well, first of all, I haven't talked about movies with anybody for a while, so I'm like, I'm getting my traction a little bit. I'm thinking in my head.
You need a refresher course?
No. First of all,
dust off.
I'm really.
Ooh, that's even condescending.
What?
Do you need a refresher course? Oh, my apologies, sir. I'm very sorry.
I didn't really take it personally because I don't take anything personally unless you try to get me fired on Reddit. But
that's personal.
Personal. Okay, so. We were here when we reviewed that first Birds of Prey trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Birds of Preyler.
Birds of Preyler. I like.
Is that Jurassic Park?
The puns are back.
Oh, I think that was just a hawk.
It's a bird.
It
of prey.
It is a hawk. Good job, John.
Thank you. I know my Birds of Prey. Da, 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 da.
We need.
Wow. Name one hawk character in the DC universe.
Hawk Girl.
There we go. Yeah.
Fucking nailed it.
Thank you.
And Hawk
Man.
Hawk Man. Because they were brother and sister in Arrow. Or Flash, one of the Birds of Tomorrow.
It's tough because they were they were hardcore in love and not brother and sister, was Legends of Tomorrow. But that's what you took from it.
Yeah.
When they were effing each other.
Hey, yes. It worked for Luke and Leia.
MB on that one. MB
didn't work for Luke and Leia. That's the whole problem.
You're right.
So, and I'm kind of upset that you didn't like the fact that I think we should get a remix of like the Bad Birds, and like they all do like a music video, because I think they need a little more promo that's singularly Birds of Prey, because I think what we're getting at with the Birds of Prey is we're like, a lot of people that were soured by Suicide Squad were like, this is another one of these, because Margot Robbie, who is absolutely pretty much amazing in everything she does. I finally watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Absolutely love that movie.
Isn't that great?
Love that movie. I have trouble sometimes with Quentin Tarantino's like alternate history of how things end, but I love how he does it every time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when they blew up Hitler and then they lit the Manson people on fire. It's a shame they didn't let Charlie Manson on fire. Anyway, that's besides the point. This Birds of Prey, I think, needs like a little bit of a separation from these franchises.
So you liked R-rated because it gives it the edge.
Agreed. I think that we saw what an R-rated thing can do with the Joker, mm-hmm. right? I think that if we go with this with a little less like, we're just Birds of Prey, and it's like hardcore violence action, like making these girls bad freaking ass, like showing blood, having them swear, totally sexual. I'm not saying like sexualize them or anything like that, but if they're going to be villainous women.
Own it.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. The one thing that I don't think they're going to do, but that would make me nervous, is this is the first female multi-group centered DC movie in this new
incantation.
Yeah, however you want to phrase that. And R-rated, it could be language, it could be violence, or it could be sexuality. And I think that if this becomes R-rated because we've got all these women at the helm and it's going with these are women who fuck whoever they want, do whatever they want. Like, I don't need to see multiple sex scenes from these women.
No, I don't think so
either. I don't think that's what they're doing. No. But that when I heard R-rated, I was like, I do hope that this is because Harley Quinn is ridiculously violent and careless and swears like a trucker.
I'm with that.
And not for any other reason.
That's why I said sexualized.
Yeah.
Totally third. I want violence. I want the language. I want this to be what villainous women would sound like. I don't need to be PG-13'd on this.
And Black Mask is a mobster, so we've got all that stuff going on too, drugs and...
Like, do you watch The Boys on Amazon?
Of course. Right? So obsessed with The Boys.
It's incredible. I would love to see violence like The Boys from Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
And I know that's...
Same.
I know that's asking a lot, especially from the DCU.
They have a bigger budget.
But if we've seen anything from Watchmen, we've seen some effing violence.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy right? crap.
What I'm getting at there is if DC has seen a success with the Joker, which again, didn't love, but I appreciate the filmmaking of that all because that was a really beautifully done movie. Just made me feel really sick walking out that I didn't love it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wanted to.
I told you wouldn't.
Yeah. You nailed it. Totally on the head. You usually do.
Oh, my God.
Do you need a refresher course on how good you are, bitch?
Yes. Please, give it to me.
So, Roxy. Roxanne, we've been over this.
Give me the refresher course on how good I am, please, sir.
So, that's what I want to see from this movie is what we saw from the Joker, which is – hardcore R-rated badass villains. I don't want to see girls are like, oh, we could have been villains. No, these girls are going to kill you. They are going to beat the shit out of you and they are going to kill you.
Yeah, I'm probably going to steal all your stuff.
All your stuff and murder you.
Agreed. Let's talk a little bit of Watchmen though because you mentioned Watchmen and that's where my mind is going now. Yeah. I know you are not cut up, Josh, so this will be a spoiler-free review of episode 7, season 1 of Watchmen.
Well, we don't want to spoil it for the fans, too, because it's morning of. Have we been spoiling it? I'm sorry I haven't been able to watch it.
No, we usually wait until the next day, like Tuesday. Yeah. And you can try to do the 24-hour
If you want to tell me, again, I'm totally fine with certain spoilers, and I'm totally fine with Watchmen spoilers because...
Not for this one.
Spoiler-free Watchmen review, because this one is the one, and this is why they didn't show critics episode 7.
Right.
They didn't show critics episode 7 because of what happens in this episode. If you reveal the spoiler of this episode, it changes the entire season.
Yeah.
So I'll just say that something massive takes place. Mm. But what I'm talking about, Mark, did you like it or dislike it?
Oh my God, are you kidding? This is my favorite. I keep saying this every time a new Watchmen episode comes out. I'm like, that's my favorite. But this one, for the reasons that you're hinting at, is my favorite.
It's absolutely my favorite too. This was the best episode of the series so far.
Absolutely, and I noticed people talking online. They're like, I know there's more episodes to come, but this might be the best TV series all time. I mean, people are so
freaking out
into it right now.
Yeah.
I've seen reactions
even
online.
Even Cody had a good tweet about
it. Saying that they like it even better than the actual Watchmen comic that it's based on.
It's so true to the initial intention.
And that's why
I bumped into Coy, and Coy was telling me that he thinks this is the best comic book show ever, for sure. It took Daredevil's spot from him.
Really?
I think it's so different. And I love all comic book shows, honestly. But this is – it's doing something really unique. Mm-hmm. Really unique.
If we're talking about the Netflix ones versus this one, right, I think Punisher is probably my favorite. It was like an overall season because it had one big bad. And it was the journey of John Bernthal's Punisher.
It's super concise,
It's super concise. Daredevil season one, I thought, was of those Netflix, Daredevil season one, the beginning of season two, and Punisher were like my three favorite.
How
by
does
far.
Watchmen stack up? As good?
Right now, I think Watchmen is in a class on its own because it's a completely different show that has – I think the hardest part in a lot of shows like this is creating a world. And they've created this unbelievable world. The episode last week with Regina King taking that nostalgia, that bottle of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Whoever directed that, I didn't see who directed that at the end, but whoever directed that should win the Emmy. That
you
want
to know what's crazy? Everybody was saying that was the episode they think is going to be nominated for an Emmy, and it might. But to me, this episode was even stronger because we continue to touch upon what you're talking about, but we also world build in a way that we get some answers.
Yeah.
And it's like just mind blowing. Cody, are you caught up?
Oh, yeah.
Thoughts on last night's episode?
Oh, my God. It was amazing. I haven't been that surprised during an episode of television since like peak Lost.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I screamed at the TV.
Yeah.
There's just absolutely.
Is it like Ned Stark losing his head scream at the TV?
I guess in a way. In the way that nobody saw that coming who didn't read the books.
Right.
Yes.
Perfect way to put it. Yeah. This is something though that it like all clicks when it happens.
Okay.
You're like, no, oh, and you scream.
Alex, are you caught up in watching?
Yes, I am.
Thoughts?
Oh, I loved it a lot as well, but all the things I want to talk about are super spoilery, so yeah. I'm going to stick out of this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, though. I think that they did such a great job.
Man, you guys are now – this is
– talk about it tonight.
They did such a great job building tension, and they did such a great job with how – there's so many stories they're trying to tell, and how they're visualizing those, making it not confusing is because this – if I read this script, I would be like – huh?
Right.
Yeah. And the way that they're showing it on screen, holy.
Because Regina King from last week's episode deserves an Emmy. Yeah. Right?
Like, I think from the series.
From the series. She'll get nominated for sure. But that episode alone of her selling that. And the guy that plays her young grandfather, he was in Leftovers. Mm-hmm. He played the son in Leftovers. Right? Or the son's best friend or something like that. Remember? Doesn't she play – he plays Regina King's son in Leftovers. Doesn't he?
Wait, who plays Regina King's son in Leftovers?
The young grandfather. The actor that's playing the young grandfather. That is playing the Hood of Justice.
I think that might be right. Wow, I hadn't thought about that until now. It's been a while.
Plays the son.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because
Damon Lindelof just keeping it in the family.
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah, why wouldn't
he? Yeah, totally. Wow, I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
See?
Anyway. Continue.
So for me, there's two things about Watchmen. One, thanks to Christian Rubalcaba for sending me this like 20-minute video basically detailing what the graphic novel was. Mm. I never watched the movie. I couldn't get through it. I think it was like the giant wiener that was always in my face in that movie. Like the first 30 minutes.
I didn't mind that.
Nailed that.
Been a long time.
Think.
Jafilia.
Word.
Yikes. I never really got in the movie. I don't know why. I could, there was something. Anyway, regardless.
Movie didn't work for
this
you.
This show has hit on a lot of the stuff from the comic book and the movie so well that I don't think that I needed it, which again is the world building and I think like the genius of this show. Second thing is that each episode has been this amazing standalone part of a larger story, if you guys have noticed that, which is why I think when this show is over this season, this will be an amazing show to go back and binge.
Yeah.
Because you're going to pick up a lot of things you didn't see originally.
I agree.
The episode where Tim Blake Nelson's character, Looking Glass, is, you know, he gets his clothes taken in the Looking Glass in that fun house. Yeah, like the Us Fun House, whatever, the creepy place where I don't ever want to go. Mm-hmm. Them hitting on that
when
and then talking about it
more.
Like a 9/11 kind of a situation is absolutely – I thought was absolutely brilliant. I can't really describe how much I was – I didn't know what I was going to get with Watchmen and how much I've gotten from it because I was never a fan. I was never a fan of the graphic novel, and I think a lot of people that were maybe have some different opinions on how things are going. But as somebody that came into this not knowing a damn thing, I am so entertained by the show.
Agreed.
That's great.
Completely agreed. I came in, though, the opposite end, knowing a lot, having read the graphic novel, having watched the movie, and I'm equally as entertained, and I keep finding that reaction from both sides, which just means that the show is doing really well.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing. Coming in, I even grabbed the graphic novel that was at my mom's house. I'm going to read it again.
I have to give to Julie if she needs it.
Oh, yeah. Now I have it. So, yeah, to be that surprised off of the graphic novel. When I found out it was going to be a sequel to the graphic novel, I went, how are they going to do that? And I've been so pleasantly surprised. I mean, it's gone deeper than I thought it would ever go.
It is a really
that's what she said.
Cool,
yeah, oh, yeah.
Having nailed that.
Nailed that.
Really cool having show. Like, yeah. We don't know if it's been renewed yet for season two.
Well, this is the thing. I keep talking about season two, but when Damon Lindelof announced the show, he said it was a one-season show. That's what they've been saying, but I don't think so. I think the show is killing it, and there's so much more story to tell.
Thank you.
We still have two more episodes left.
HBO would be silly to not.
Yeah.
This is their Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
This is like people talk about it.
Two episodes or three episodes? Is it 10, isn't it?
And I think it's 9.
Oh, it's 9.
They could do something similar to Leftovers, though, where we pick up, move locations, change a lot of our cast members.
Totally. Yeah. And go 2.5 years in the future. And wasn't it like 2.5 years in the future? And this season one to season two of Leftovers?
Season two. And then season three, we jumped again.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things they could do. Let's see what other news we have to talk about.
Wait, just real quick. I'll pose a question at the table.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is it a Watchmen question?
Yeah. Well, it's more of a Damon Lindelof question.
I can't believe I didn't realize that was the son in Leftovers.
Right?
My favorite show.
Yeah. Do you think that Damon Lindelof is like – the greatest TV mind working right now? Do you think like before in Damon Lindelof and after Damon Lindelof, because that's kind of how I look at it. People have their losts. They have their leftovers. They have their Watchmen. But when he does a project, Damon Lindelof just does
something different. Well, I feel like unlike Ryan Murphy, who I actually think is amazing as well.
Oh, I don't disagree. Yeah, absolutely.
Damon Lindelof clearly oversees his projects start to finish, whatever that means, even if he's going to die on his lost sword with the fact that he didn't know what was happening at the end. I actually don't mind the finale, but he stayed there the whole time. He doesn't hand off. So I think that that gives him the edge because his projects are his mother effing projects.
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, Ryan Murphy has his hand in so many different projects, but there's no way he can oversee all of those
projects. Same thing with Shonda, you know?
Totally.
So, like, a lot of the greatest creators of our time, they have so much going on, but Damon Lindelof seems to focus his energy on one thing start to finish.
Do you remember, though, when he did Prometheus and Prometheus came out and people did, and so much hate was sent to Damon Lindelof because of that?
Yes. Wait, he directed
Prometheus? He didn't direct it. He wrote it. Mm-hmm. And
the Alien prequel movie?
Yeah, the Alien prequel movie, Prometheus. He was a part of that. He got a lot of pushback. I feel like this is like coming around where he's really found his voice even more so, if you can believe it. It just hitting that right moments, because I didn't see Leftovers. I heard nothing but great things. But when Lost ended, I felt like Damon Lindelof got a bad rap and it carried over to Prometheus. And now it seemed it's just really nice to see that he's nailing something and fans from the series and about him are happening all together.
That's a shame because he nailed Leftovers in a way that a show has not been nailed ever before.
Yeah, see, I got to see it.
You'd love that, John.
I don't know. To answer your question, Josh, I don't think about it like BCAD, but I do. If he's working on a TV show, I will be watching it. Mm-hmm. If a show is his, I'm signed up.
I'm like, he hits me in like the perfect, you know, mental space.
Heady, but not too sci-fi-y for you. A little bit, but not crazy.
Like, total builds a world that I could see happening, but doesn't worry me. It's not so heady that it's Legion and I'm totally confused. I know Cody and Cobster hate when I say that. Or is it just Cobster?
I love that show.
Yeah, correct. So it's just Cody.
He hasn't seen it.
Yeah. So Cody hates when I say that Legion messed with my brain because I just didn't understand the show. I'm just not smart enough for that, or my brain just doesn't work like that.
Damon
Lindelof, he violins me perfect.
Yeah, I agree. He's excellent. Riley, moving forward, what do you got?
Moving forward, somebody on Twitter pointed this out to me. I want to get your take on it. Robert Pattinson was doing an interview and he called Batman not being a superhero. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about this.
Did you also see what he did in that interview?
Yes.
He pulled a Mark Ellis.
He did.
He took out his gum, threw it in his water, and then drank his water.
Yeah.
Excellent. You want to know what, though? This is old news.
I know.
I
bet people are talking about it still.
I know. I saw that, and I also saw... Not to throw any shade. I don't mean it in that way at all. But the reason I saw people talking about it is because I'm in SEN's Facebook group, because support to our friend Christian Harloff.
Yeah.
And I saw that they titled their video that today. And
oh,
I was
they did.
Like,
okay.
And I was thinking to myself, he said that a long time ago. And maybe he reset it in this thing, but he's been talking about Batman for a while. And when we've and anytime people said, is he a good guy? He said, I do not look at Batman as a good guy. I would not play a character that was just a hero. You know, he said it in a bajillion different ways at this point. So I guess some people were surprised by this, but I was like, Robert Pattinson has been preaching this since he was cast.
Right. Here's the new wrinkle to this. He said, I always balk it. I'm like, it doesn't count. You need to have like magical powers to be a superhero.
He was more of a superhero as Cedric Diggory than he is as Batman.
Right. So, it is. He had magic powers.
Yeah, but he keeps talking about Batman's just a person and he's a flawed person like we all are, you know. So I like the way that he's looking at this.
I do too.
I appreciate that he's going into this with a different mindset. They say, and you guys know this because acting class, they say that you're not supposed to judge your character and nobody's supposed to think of themselves as anything but human and whatever it is. So he's not judging his character. He's looking at him for who he is as a person. He's not labeling him as hero, villain, good guy. He's flawed. He's gray. And I just wasn't surprised by this response. It's so in line with everything else he said about the character.
Yeah.
A lot of people scoffed at the Batman choice. Everybody's going to scoff at a Batman choice no matter who it is. Do you know what I mean? It's like when they tried.
You're not wrong. Every single Batman announced gets a lot of
like a scoff.
F you!
That's not my Batman, right? It's kind of like if I was casting anything, somebody would go on Reddit and be like, make sure you fire him, change.org, make sure you bring down Josh McCook.
Yeah, because he deserves it.
He deserves
God.
It.
God.
Horrible person.
Terrible
his
human
bad
being.
Boy's opinion.
Yep.
Yeah, it's awful.
Bad birds.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
When they fly for you. Oh, terrible.
Boom.
Okay. So
answer the question. What are you gonna do when they fly for you?
I don't know. Probably get killed because I'm too nice of a guy. I'd be like, oh, you know who's really sweet? It's Hot Girl. Like, I think she's just like this. I'm like, oh, damn it. Yeah.
I'm wearing the right
Hot Girl would probably kill me. I think a Hot Girl is one I'd probably fall for. Hot Girl. I mean,
only if it's Sierra Renee. With. She was hot.
Who's Sierra?
Sierra Renee was the one in Legends. Oh, my God. Pull her up, guys. She's a dying
piece. She had a lot of teeth.
She's also the sweetest human being on the planet.
Wait, what? She had a lot of teeth?
She had big teeth, oh, I remember, from Hot Girl.
Sierra Renee.
She's a Birds of Prey.
Sierra Renee.
No, no, not the one in the movie.
Yeah, that's her. Oh, my God. I think she's...
Pull like that main picture.
I think she's
up,
like just definitely the most gorgeous person on the planet.
Yeah, she's super hot.
She's beautiful.
But anyway, so...
It doesn't matter, but yeah.
Hot Girl in the movie? Is that Jussie Smollett's sister?
I don't think is not in Birds of Prey.
Yeah. Oh, she's not?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
You thinking Black Canary?
Nah, that's Laurel Lance.
Huntress?
Huntress.
Ooh, Huntress. Who's that?
She like the character?
Who's the actress playing her?
The girl that you just...
Jussie Smollett's sister?
No, that's Canary. What is her name? Her name is... You guys tell me, and I'll be like, oh,
hold
yeah.
on.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yes. Kind of
I was
going to
say the girl that was just in, but then I couldn't think of the movie I just saw her in. What was the movie she just rocked it in?
Mary Elizabeth Winstead?
Yeah, I just saw her in a movie, and she was
not Once
excellent.
Upon a Time in Hollywood, but...
No, guys, IMDb.
Gemini Man?
Yeah, she was in Gemini Man, she was excellent.
Yep, she was also on Ladies Night here on Collider Video with Perry Nemiroff.
You check that out.
That was excellent.
You.
All right, Mark, talk to me about Avatar.
Avatar has finally – Avatar 2. We're actually getting it. Wrapped filming, everyone.
You're upset about this, Josh?
It's
I said, talk to me about Avatar, and Josh looked like I had killed his unborn child.
Well, I think it's interesting to say Avatar 2 is finally wrapped principal photography, because how long have we been talking about Avatar 2? Is that what you're talking – is that your face? Because it's been – it was dated like – supposed to come out this year. Then it was pushed, and then it was pushed, and then it was pushed again. So here we are.
I just want James Cameron. He's so genius. I want him to start a new property. And Avatar being his lasting legacy and not Terminator or Titanic. I mean, with whatever you say. But him going for 4 Avatar movies and this being James Cameron's like sword that he's going to die on, being Avatar, it's Fern Gully. The movie is Fern Gully. It's not – it's cool. It's visually cool, but it's not – it's just not my – that's not my James Cameron. My James Cameron is Terminator. My James Cameron is Titanic. Like
James Cameron is Titanic as well. I thought that Avatar was like the most fine thing I ever saw.
Thank you.
And I think it was groundbreaking for what movies could be, totally. Yeah. I get why visually. But the actual story was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like a Cinnabon at an airport. You know it's going to be good.
But that being said,
smells good, Josh, looks good, tastes good. It's just good.
I think we're going to like the second one better because I think James Cameron knows that. And he's not going to be able to accomplish visually what he did the first time in such a groundbreaking way because he knows what he did the first time. It's going to look – there's going to be more advancements, but it's going to be kind of similar. So I think the story is actually going to be better than the first
one. Do we think that the story doesn't end buttoned and that it – plays into the next one? Like, do we think this doesn't have a happy ending? Like, this is the Thanos snap and then everybody's still dust?
Well, I don't know about
spoiler
that.
Spoiler alert.
But if we're talking –
who's snapping?
Movie? He's making
– Thanos.
Yeah, but who's snapping in this movie?
No, I'm just saying, like, does it end –
Scorny
end,
Weaver.
Yeah.
Sure.
Does it end and Avatar Land is under on fire?
Well, it's
and
the second
to move?
Movie. We're going to get – 4?
4, I was told.
Yeah. Right?
So Avatar 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
7 avatars?
I think we're getting 5.
5 avatars.
Guys, how many avatars?
I think there's 5
total.
No, I'm
legitimately confused as to how many.
Cody, how many avatars? Any thoughts?
We're on it. Stand by.
We're on it. So if you think Avatar 2, if we're talking middle trilogy, middle story.
5.
We got 5.
Yeah, 5.
5 total,
4 sequels. And the last one's in
2027. So maybe we're going to get a cliffhanger at Avatar 4.
More importantly, guys, by 2027, will I be able to be a mom?
Yes.
How old are you now? 26?
You're able to be a mom now. 28. So I think nothing has changed.
You think I'd be a good mom?
35?
I think you would, Roxy.
I do.
I know people think it would give you shit because of what you're doing and you play into it and you lean into it. But the minute you have a child, you would be a fantastic mom.
You'd figure it out.
You would figure it out.
Wow. Okay. So let's live our lives in terms of avatars for a second. So where are you guys going to be by 2021?
December 17th, 2021.
Yeah. Josh, are you going to have a kid?
Probably.
Riley?
Probably.
Cody, yeah. You're going to have a second one?
Yeah.
Alex, will you have slept with somebody?
I think it will be 13 years by then. So probably.
Okay.
Oh, God. Right. Oh, God.
Alex.
Oh, help us.
2023, will we own homes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. 2025?
Say yes to that. 2025.
Homeowner?
Homeowner with two kids probably by then.
Wow.
Yeah. Amanda wants two.
2027.
I'm done at two.
Any Emmys? 2027?
I'll have three by then.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Just checking. Yep. And Life in Terms of Avatar.
I'm getting an Emmy for my role in Mandalorian 2, McCougalorian.
You're already getting one.
Yeah. Oh, they've already pre-nominated.
Unseen.
Sight unseen.
Didn't you see the billboard on Sunset for your consideration? It's just McCougalorian. He's wearing that jacket, weirdly enough.
We already decided it didn't work. Stop trying to make Fetch work, McCouga.
McCougalorian works.
Riley, what are the news we got?
Somebody make a picture of McCougalorian. He's an airy guy with no helmet.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to be a little bit selfish with this next news.
Shoot.
Okay. Because I want to talk about it.
Oh, no. Oh, it's the E.T. thing?
Yes!
I knew it.
Sorry, Cody. I yelled.
I didn't even know this took place until this morning.
This is what – it was so upsetting to me that Roxy didn't see it until today. And what did I do, Roxy?
I saw it on your Twitter.
I cried. Again.
Yeah. So I went home for the holidays. I haven't been home in over a year.
Whoa.
So I was like not paying attention to ET phone Thanksgiving.
Unbelievable.
Just not.
Unbelievable.
Not my jam. I love ET, but that's not what I was doing. So when I came in today, he was like, did you see the ET thing? Hmm. I thought it was going to be like ET sequel or
thank God it's
ET
not.
TV show or
thank
something.
God it's not.
And he was like, no, it already came out. I was like, what came out? The commercial.
Yeah.
What? So yeah. I watched it.
See, the people were talking about this thing all day.
I know. I just told you I wasn't looking.
I know.
I watched it and I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, thank God.
It was. Have you checked it out, Josh?
Yeah. Yeah, I dug it.
Cody, Alex, you guys saw this?
Yeah, of course.
Nope. It's ET. What?
Nope.
Why?
Did you hear of it before this moment?
Yeah. Saw it all trending and shit, and I was like, I'll watch it later.
Yo, this was adorable.
So it's all trending
and
shit.
Haven't watched it yet.
Riley, go ahead.
Can't really help much.
Sound off, Jeff.
Really sorry about this.
Cody.
Truly embarrassed.
Will you watch it with me after the show?
I got a thing.
You got a thing?
Yeah, what time is it? What time you want to watch it?
11, we can watch it at 12.
Yeah.
How about 1?
Nah, I'm busy.
You busy?
Yeah.
All right. How about tonight? I'll come over and show your child.
Nope, I can't.
Can't. All right. You son of a bitch.
Sorry.
When will you show Grant E.T.?
I mean, pretty young, probably.
Yeah.
Before 10, I would say.
Okay. You're not allowed to watch things before you're like a year and a half, right?
On the TV?
Yeah, right.
Like hurt your eyeballs?
Yeah,
he watched the NFL Red Zone channel yesterday for a very long time.
Wait, did Christian tell us this? Something about like you can't watch
your
eyes and stuff, right?
No. I mean, my little niece and nephew have been watching stuff for a while.
I heard something about that. I think initially it's okay when they're born, but once they start to know what they're watching, you don't want them watching the TV too much at a young age.
Yeah, because of their eyeballs. Yeah. I know things.
Yeah.
See, you'd be a great mom. I'd be an excellent mom. Don't watch. Avert your eyes.
Cover the eyes with
Riley, go ahead. Tell us why you loved it so much.
And can you break it down for the fans?
I loved
people
it because E.T. comes back. Yes, it's a commercial. Yes, it's going to pull at your heartstrings. But
commercial for what?
Wait, I've changed my mind. You can only talk about this for as long as you can rhyme about it.
Continue. No, I'm not going to rhyme because I cannot rhyme.
This time.
Not this time.
I'll rhyme with every sentence you say. Go ahead.
Okay, so E.T. comes back for a visit to Elliot and meet his family.
And then it's quite the meaningful hamily.
This is going great.
God, that landed like nails on a chalkboard for some reason.
I was
going
to say, it was not my jamily, to be honest.
It wasn't your jamily.
I mean,
so
it's a tough word to rhyme.
It is.
Right.
Riley, we know Riley's not great with like the sentence game.
No,
like,
I can't play. I can't rhyme.
No, it's okay. Keep going.
So Elliot sees E.T., introduces him to his family, and they have like a little mini adventure. They build a snowman. He takes Elliot's kids for a ride on his bike.
Oh.
And nobody got hurt, so nobody had to say yikes.
Okay. All right. We'll give it to you.
And it's all about – and then
– psych.
And then there's a little moment with E.T. sitting in the room.
And also he falls over playing with the Zoom.
Okay. I was going to say also in the room to help clean up would have been a broom.
And Elliot has a moment where he sees E.T.'s family and they have a moment together and he hugs them. And then he hugs him.
It looks like he has not spent much time at the gym. That's true. He got a little chubby in his face and sure. aged
so,
very well.
So it's all about – and here's the plug for the thing. It's Xfinity or something, some internet or – and it's Reconnect. And so we had a little five-minute sequel to E.T. And what sold it for me was Henry Thomas reprising his role as Elliot. And when he sees E.T. again for the first time, he's like, oh – it just got me.
There's a little part of Elliot that's still connected to E.T. no matter where he is. You know?
And that is
Josh
why
Kapuga knows.
We should always be his.
I have never heard a silence
Roxy,
more deafening.
Let me say something
than that. Okay.
Can I tell you though? Like he clearly doesn't get the game because
but that's okay.
No.
Well, we know Roxy Riley's not great at improv games. We know this. No. It's okay.
Here's what I said: you sit in the room, you play the game. It's a new.
I was playing the game. I was giving you
that's the new rules.
I was giving
there was
you
no rhythm
the
to
prompt.
You. Yeah, but you would say like 15 sentences.
Well, because it's E.T. and I'm really excited.
Which is why you should have write in it.
Yeah, that's it. See, Roxy, here's the thing, how this goes.
I didn't even get Alex to laugh on that one.
Yeah. Alex, he's grown up. He just got friend-zoned. He's turned a corner, and he's now dark Alex. He has gone full heel Alex.
Bizarro Alex.
He's bizarro email Alex.
Email Alex at
work?
darkalex@gmail.com.
Email.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
Well, not shocking, Roxy. Let me just say, haven't been on the show for a few weeks, and I come back to this gold. You, m'lady, have not changed one bit and don't ever change.
Yes.
Is that my yearbook?
Yes.
Did you just write it
just
in?
Wrote it
henceforth,
in there.
Coming back around, took her to work one day. Still, I said, pay attention. Still, no? Did you use that route on your way today?
Oh, I thought you were doing the rhyming thing still.
No, I don't want to.
I went by your new green light, red light thing. Uh-huh. He drove me. I can't figure it out how to get back to the outpost. I know. It's been a nightmare.
I said,
you want to film it,
take some pictures?
I'm sick and tired of this treatment.
Yes. I'm sick and tired of your
treatment. Riley, what else do we have?
Let's talk about this. The Cats director. He responds to the trailer backlash.
Oh, no.
What do you think he said?
I didn't read the quotes, Mark. I'm sorry.
Please, like my movie.
Shut your meows.
Now we're talking.
There we go.
Purdy.
So Tom Hooper, speaking with Empire.
Wait,
says,
Tom Hooper directed this?
Yeah, he's directing this. You know who Tom Hooper is?
Of course. I mean, I've heard his name on here before. I don't know else he's done, but I know
Les Mis. Les Mis Rom.
Oh, no, never
King's
mind.
King's Speech.
King's Speech. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah. So I was just so fascinated
the way
because
you say it sounds like King's Peach. You know,
King's
it's
Peach?
King's Speech.
King's Speech.
Wouldn't it be better, a King's Peach?
Yeah.
The whole movie is about this peach.
The peach. It's James and the Giant Peach sequel, The King's Peach.
Right. James grows up and becomes king.
Duh. Everybody knows that.
Oh, I really like James and the Giant Peach.
Continue. Yeah, we all do.
So James and the Giant's Peach was Giant's Peach? I just changed it.
James
to
and
a
the Giant's.
Giant's Peach. So it's a giant. Okay, anyways. Tom Hooper says, I was just so fascinated talking about this backlash because I didn't think it was controversial at all. It was quite entertaining. Cats was apparently the number one trending topic in the world for a good few hours at least. And then he goes on and says, we had only finished shooting in March, so all the visual effects in the trailer, thank you, were at quite an early stage. Just keep going. I love that. It's my favorite. Possibly there were in the extremity of some of the responses some clues in how to keep evolving the production. When you watch the finished film, you'll see that some of the designs of the cats have moved on since then, and certainly our understanding of how to use the technology to make them work has gone up too. So he says basically, don't blame this. It's on the effects.
Wasn't Maud telling us there was an issue with
I saw Maud was on.
Yeah.
In the history of the show, I never was on with Maud.
I know.
I love Maud.
She's amazing.
She was fantastic.
And you want to know what? The fans loved Maud.
Yeah, Maud's great.
Yeah.
Get her on Maud.
100%. As much as she'll come on, we'll have her on.
Oh, yeah.
But wasn't she telling us that they were upset that somebody – I don't remember who – is playing a white cat and they're
right.
And that's – there was controversy.
Oh, is it like white face on a black person?
I guess so, but it's a cat.
But it's
a cat.
Yeah.
Wait, Idris Elba's
– no.
He's a black cat.
I don't know.
Do you guys even know – I didn't even look into it because I was like, wait, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, white cat and black cat. So they put the black
cat
in white face? Sort of like the Hood of Justice, how he
the
made
real
his
cat's controversy, their whitewashing of Francesca Hayward.
Oh.
Oh, because she – oh, I see.
Yikes. Not
wait,
good.
I can't read that little.
Yeah, you got it. Can you zoom
in? Almost 40 years after Cats first arrived on Broadway, Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical is hitting the big screen. When the trailer was released on Thursday, the overwhelming response was one of deep unease. The film was described as creepy, bewildering, and like a demented dream ballet.
It's you're on drugs. When
I
you're
like
watching.
I like a good demented dream ballet.
Me too.
I don't think any of this is in the trailer. Nope, they zoom back out.
Zoom back in. Hook it up.
In the trailer was that of Francesca Hayward, principal dancer, was the Royal Ballet. She's one of Britain's best-known ballerina, and this is her cinematic debut. But even ballet fans would struggle to recognize the mixed-race dancer in her feline reincarnation. Guys, I couldn't recognize Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Taylor, oh, I can't.
She's the best musician we have. She was artist of the decade in
no,
the
I'm
American
saying
Music
in Awards. Her cat thing. I literally could not recognize Taylor Swift in her cat thing because you're dressed as a cat.
Is Anne Hathaway a cat?
What makes you say that?
I thought that was Anne Hathaway.
You thought Francesca Hayward was Anne Hathaway?
Just like real quick, I looked at the screen. It looked like Anne Hathaway.
You had like a little accent there too.
Is Anne Hathaway a cat? I heard that.
Yeah, you heard it?
100%.
Oh, surely be finding Anne Hathaway is a cat nowadays.
Oh, she's a cat.
Top of the morning.
Yeah, I guess it's not my thing to talk about, but that one kind of confuses me.
It confuses me too.
It was not the most controversial thing that took place in the last week, though. No, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the internet over Thanksgiving. Riley, Melissa Benoist,
did you see she put out a very powerful Instagram story, a very powerful statement revealing that she has been, you know, a victim of domestic abuse. She didn't name who it was, but everybody created the hashtag I Stand With Melissa, came to her defense – or not defense, just came to her support, and I found it very, very – it was powerful watching her video for me, at least.
So
what
this
do you think,
was
Rox?
It was a 15-minute video, and it came out. I saw it on Thanksgiving Day. Did you? Is that when
that's
it came
when
out?
Amanda was watching it on Friday.
Okay,
we
so I watched it on Thursday. So at least it was out on Thanksgiving, and I had no idea what I was clicking on. Somebody tagged me in it, and then I clicked on it, and she's reading. She's written a speech. She's prepared it, which I think makes a lot
hard.
Of sense because she wants to make sure she's hitting all the things she needs to. She wanted to tell people, but also interesting that she put it out on Thanksgiving. And I'm really impressed by her that she was able to come forward to everybody and talk about this, because I think that especially with domestic abuse, people usually have a picture in their head of who this is happening to, and that picture isn't always somebody like Melissa Benoist, and she's our Supergirl. She is Supergirl. And
I mean, I may have said I don't like Supergirl. It doesn't mean I don't like Melissa Benoist. I just didn't really – the show never really hit it for me regardless.
I hope – you can't make that connection.
No.
I understand where you're coming from.
No, but the internet – believe you me, the internet will make the connection. You don't like Supergirl. You don't like
I thought that she did such an excellent job with this. I feel – distraught and depressed that she had to go through what she went through. Yeah. And I feel very hopeful for her future that she is trying to – bring this to light, help other people, and probably herself as well.
Right now, she is engaged to the guy that's in Supergirl, right?
Married, I believe.
Yeah, she's married. Chris Wood.
Yeah.
And who did put out...
Mon-El.
Yeah, he put out his own tweet over Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to kiss my wife and hold her tenderly all day and every day. How do you show love? I stand with Melissa. That almost made me... It's like, it's beautiful for him to just be there and say
something.
Well, because
it was
like
the ex-husband that was the abuser, right?
So she didn't say who. What she said was the hints in there are I was filming a movie at the time that the phone was thrown at my face, and that the person is younger than she is, and that it was years of a relationship. And obviously she was living in Los Angeles. So people have put the pieces together thinking that it is her ex-husband. His name is Blake Jenner. Now, I don't know that to be fact,
it
but
is.
That's what people are saying. And I think that if it's not him, then she certainly would have probably said that, because everything that she said about him makes it point towards him. So I would have to assume at this point, without slander or defamation, that it is probably him. And if it is,
you think so?
If it is, I sincerely hope that he is not working in Hollywood for any longer.
Go away.
go away.
You have to.
You can't kick the living shit out of your wife and still expect to be praised by people. I mean, go away. It's horrific. And hearing her stories, it sucks that she had to do what she had to do to be believed. But I think that the way that she described everything, I haven't heard one person be like, there's no way that could be true, because she went into such detail and she recounted the stories top to bottom and talked about multiple different instances, situations, jobs she could not attend.
Look at that. He was cast in that Decades, the film that will go along for the next 20 years, that he was Blake Jenner, that he was supposed to be in that movie with Richard Linklater.
Well, he was also in Linklater's
Everybody Wants Him. Yeah. Crazy. I mean, like, if you do some 6 degrees of separation here, Tyler Hoechlin, Superman.
Yeah.
Right? The star of Everybody Wants Some, mm-hmm. in some respects. I mean, there was multiple stars of it, but, you know, he was one of the stars of it. Obviously, you know, has worked with Melissa Benoist. You have the hard thing about
He was also on Blake was also on Supergirl, where Mon-El also is her husband, current
husband.
That
is crazy.
Mm-hmm. And it was really at the time fascinating because fans were on. I remember because I have done coverage for the CWDC shows for so long. There was a lot of backlash to the fact that she got such a fast divorce and was with a new person who was on the same show. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of hatred for that. But, like, the truth is you never know what somebody's going through. And, again, if this is him and she was getting physically assaulted by her husband, then leave as fast as you can, safely, and fall in love with whoever the fuck else you want.
Thank
you. Into a new relationship.
The hard part is with this situation is that men that do this are – extremely emotionally manipulative. Mm-hmm. They are fear mongers, and they will destroy you physically. Yes, but even worse, they will destroy you mentally, because you'll think that you can't live with them and you can't live without them.
She talks about that in the video, because she addresses the fact people wonder why I didn't leave, because I literally, it wasn't the truth, but I had convinced myself I had nowhere or no one to go to. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that she had the strength to put this out. Not that I know her or doubted that from her, but it's a she gains nothing from it.
No.
It's a huge public thing now, and everybody was talking about it, and that's got to be really challenging. But I hope that it gives other people strength to get out of the situations that they're in if they're not healthy or safe situations. And
what's a shame is it that this Blake Jenner guy will go on, like, either denying it. Of course he'll deny it because she didn't come out and say it was him. And two, he won't go to prison. Like, men like this should go to prison. They really should. They should be in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And also the audacity and balls, in a bad way, to be with somebody as famous as Melissa Benoist, who has a platform, and be so sure that she's never going to out you, that you are throwing her through drywall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, knowing that she has – some people don't even have that platform. Knowing that she has the platform and feeling so safe with how ugly you are as a human that she's never going to tell on you.
That goes to the mind games you were talking about.
That disgusts me that a human could be like that.
Yeah. He's so convinced that he could do this and get away with it,
obviously. And for a while he did.
I guarantee you she didn't come out and say it because she doesn't want to be sued for slander.
But I think it's not slander when you have proof, which I'm sure she does. But I got in a little bit of an argument with my brother about this when this came out, because he obviously believes her, feels horrible for her. But he was like, I really, really wish she said his name. And I said, I wish she does whatever's part of her healing process, whatever the F that is, because if it's not helpful for her to say his name and that's not the point of this for her, then she should not.
Well, the flip side of this whole thing is, I totally get what you're saying. If she says his name, he gets lawyers involved. He goes on TV shows. He denies it. Mm-hmm. He drags her name through the mud. They are now reconnected as a people. And that's the last thing that she wants.
It's about her healing process moving forward.
Wants nothing to do with this guy. She doesn't want to be part of his life. This is clearly, like, it's taken her so long to even come out and say this stuff when she was getting beat up 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
she could have easily at this point never said anything. And that's why it's so impressive that she did. Yeah, she got out of the situation and she still wanted to, as a public figure, be like, this is what happened to me.
And I think if you're
– And on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You're a woman – And I'm sure Mon-El, what's his
name? Chris Wood.
Chris Wood.
Chris Wood.
Chris Wood. I'm sure he was like, listen, you do what you want. I guarantee you there wasn't a part of his body that was like, you need to go do this. Right. This is like – this is a Melissa Benoist thing. There's nobody else. This is her world. This is – and we as people, you don't have to do this for us. We don't need to be anything like that. This is for you.
It's not our prerogative to know. Yeah.
But if she thought that the healing process would, hey, I'm going to come out. I'm going to say, you know, this guy beat me up. He abused me. He physically abused me. He mentally abused me. If you're out there, there are ways. I didn't think that I could and people help me. If you don't think you can, think again. Like go for someone, even if it's just the police or something like that. There are people out there. There are services out there. There are – you have friends. You have family. There are people in this world that will gladly take you in and help you out because men like that, I mean, they deserve to be in prison. Like I said, they deserve to be in prison and they deserve to get whatever happens to them in prison.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't know if that goes as part of the hashtag Me Too or where that fits in Hollywood's bullshit, horrible things that are happening, but it definitely deserves the attention because she is not the only one out there in that situation.
Definitely not.
So congratulations to her that she has made it this far and is now in a position in her life that she feels like she can share that. And I was just so impressed by her.
Who are these dudes?
Yeah, pieces of living shit. Man, woman, otherwise, whoever you are, if you are a domestic abuser, I have no patience for it.
Yeah, there's nothing.
It's just horrible. On that lovely note, let's go to commercial. We're going to come back, guys, and we are going to take some calls. Talk to us about E.T. if you want to get on Riley's good side or whatever the hell you want. Ask Josh questions. Let's see what we can get out of him, right?
Make it big. 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 And then we'll watch it. And then we'll watch it. Hey everyone, this is John Rocha.
My name is John Paul Jones.
Hey everyone, this is John Rocha.
I want some candy ass.
And I'm gonna beat that ass. Beat that ass.
What's up, guys? Your boy Dorian. What's up, guys? Your boy Dorian. What's up, guys? What's up, guys? Your boy. What's up, guys? Your boy Dorian.
not right now, Derek! My man.
What's up? Welcome back to Collider Live, guys. I just got in our live chat, which we're trying to do a lot more here recently. Darina is usually in the live chat, but she's not in today. She's on her way back from Thanksgiving or whatever Mexican thing. She was not calling it Thanksgiving. She kept tweeting.
I know.
Like,
I don't know
like
exactly
let the darkness eat me or whatever it was. But so she's not here today.
Sounds
but Darina-ish. I said in the chat.
Sounds Darina-ish.
I said the first 10 people to say they love Collider Live get shout out on air. I don't know why I said that, but here we go. Shout out to Sam Heppo, Glenn Caesar, who's the most generous person alive, Brian Fernandez, boom. Matt Link, I Love Pork and Chicken, boom. Alexander Kazanecki. How many have boom. I said?
Yeah.
Square Screen Entertainment, boom. Alan Usletten, Chase Scott For Real, Garth boom. McMurray. Boom. That's got to be 10, right?
But yeah, I think you hit 10.
Okay. Well, so many in here, and I love you guys all.
Well done.
Marzonia also said it. Thank you, Alex. Good. Did you need the shout out, Alex?
Yes.
Did you want to take that from
validation.
Somebody?
Can I give a couple quick shout-outs real quick?
Yeah, I would love that.
One, shout-out to Cody Hall for crushing Rumor Mill.
Yeah,
thank you.
And, I've really enjoyed – first of all, the first thing you said was, hey, welcome Christian Ruvakaba. I don't know why Josh wouldn't have him on. I'm like, oh, great. Thanks, Cody.
I would say like he didn't want to be there, so I was like, forcing him to be on the show.
Sure.
Yeah. But
you've been crushing it. Congratulations on all that. You guys, when I've been able to tune in because to watch live, I have been either from my hotel room in some random city or New York. You guys, I love you both, and I think – and Darina as well. I mean, I like Darina. It's fine. We're still not friends.
Acquaintances.
Okay. Acquaintances.
Good.
But you guys have been doing awesome. I love being back here with you guys for sure.
Wow. Yeah. We love having you.
And miss you, dude.
Really I miss you guys. Nice. And my third shout out, if you guys have the Showtime app or you have Showtime on your TV, my best friend was best man in his wedding. His name's Tanner Novlin. He is on a show or he's on a movie called My Best Friend's Christmas. And it's streaming now on the Showtime app. I think it's Showtime Anytime. And then it starts airing on Showtime tomorrow. So if you guys want like a fun Christmas movie, check that out.
Nice.
I put it on my Instagram story. I tweeted it too. So congrats to my buddy Tanner on the Christmas movie. It's pretty cool.
Hell yeah for Tanner. Also, Alex in the chat right now said, hey, Roxy, are you ready for phone calls? Yes, Alex Marzonia, I'm ready for phone calls.
All right.
Thanks for asking me there. Let us know when we have a call today. Because we have Josh here, I think he'll do this with the fart sound.
Oh.
You want the fart or you want a bird? You want the hawk?
Hawk.
Hawk.
Want the hawk?
Yeah.
Our very own
hawk. By the way, boy. What is going on here?
These microphones smell like somebody's inner butthole.
We were away.
How do you know what an inner butthole smells like?
Well, Mickey Mouse sure does when he's anally searching people at the Disney border.
Oh, you think he sniffs his fingers afterwards? Weird move.
Well, he's got those gloves, so he probably like takes his gloves on and off. He got fresh gloves.
Ha ha, Pluto. Ha ha, smell my ass.
Do you think that's what happens when somebody's fingers are in Mickey's butt? Ha ha.
Yeah,
I think so.
Definitely. If it doesn't, does he say, it would be weird.
It got weird.
If he was just like, oh.
Just got weird in my head.
Like, because his voice only dips for butt stuff.
River. Using the whole fist there, Doc.
You're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian from Miami, Florida.
Hey, Brian, happy to have you.
I didn't think I was going to be the first call. Holy shit.
Well, you are. You're crushing it, Brian. What do you got for us today?
So let me just say, Makuga, I want to apologize to you for, what was it, like a few weeks ago and all that stuff when I tried to call in for, like, to win tickets for New York.
Okay.
And I said that you would poop yourself for a date. I want to apologize for that. It was out of love.
I don't remember. He's questioning the call.
I thought he was going to apologize for writing something mean about you on Reddit.
Yeah, me too.
I was going there, the Reddit guy.
I would never shit talk Makuga.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Makuga's my man.
Brian, I think that Makuga forgives you for saying he'd poop himself. What do you got for us today? What do you want us to talk about?
So, I just wanted to get this. I wanted to get this out of the way for a second. For every single day, like commercial and like teaser and all that stuff that we've been getting for the new Rise of Skywalker and all that stuff. I'm like Cobster and Christian Mukaba. I'm like a lot of these people that are like, I want to just see one trailer and that's it.
Yeah.
Because anything else, I'm gonna be getting spoiled for the whole movie. I don't care if they're not giving away anything, but are you guys like the same way where you just want to see one trailer of a movie and that's the only thing that you want to see till like the actual movie comes out?
Brian, thank you for asking. Yeah, thanks for the call.
Great call.
Josh, thoughts?
Okay, I'm really torn in the middle on this one.
You might poop yourself if you think about it too
hard. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Sometimes – okay, for instance, the Bad Boys for Life trailer, January 17th, hashtag don't see Doolittle.
Oh, you've shortened that hashtag.
Yeah, don't see Doolittle.
It started with
sound advice.
Go see Bad Boys, don't see Doolittle. Yeah. That first trailer was absolutely perfect. The second trailer gave me too much of the movie. Mm. And I'm kind of bummed that I saw a lot of that movie, and Amanda kind of pointed out to me, she's like, well, now I know what the whole movie's about. I was like, well, you didn't have to really just yum my yuck so bad, or yuck my yum, as you said.
Side question for you before you continue, though. Just curious, if what you are shooting in New York is in fact Doolittle, would you still be hashtagging that and hoping people will see Bad Boys?
The answer to your question is hashtag don't see Doolittle, Lexi. Don't see Doolittle.
That would be a wild twist. What a twist.
What a twist.
Sorry, continue.
So, and then on the flip side is, you know, something like Rise of Skywalker. I feel like they tease a little bit in these huge franchise pictures. You may need more than two trailers. I don't know where I land. I know that there's a lot of people that are employed, like trailer companies, or there are post-production houses that just do trailers. This is the artwork that they do. So in order for them to get paid, they have to do multiple trailers, and movies want to keep the marketing going. Like, hey, month later, new trailer. Month later, new trailer. I get that point of it. I don't know.
Riley?
It's hard for me. When you're talking Rise of Skywalker or any Star Wars movie, I think one trailer works. I don't need any selling of it. But when a trailer plays in front of me like it was happening all weekend with Thanksgiving, I got sucked in. And they had variations of things. They played this one TV spot, just added the Duel of the Fates music. And I was like, oh! And I got so excited, right? Right.
Which one's the Duel of the Fates? It's like, dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. That's it.
I love it.
It's this one.
Oh, yeah. Duel of the Fates, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reality of the situation
this,
is John Williams.
Oh, yeah, Duel yeah. of the Fates, yeah, yeah. John Williams.
John Williams with an assist from Alexander Desplat.
Oh.
Desplat.
Desplat. Mm-hmm. But the reality is it's these big budget things, they're going to market the hell out of them. We're going to get a lot of TV spots, and we cover them, and we add them to show rundowns and all these things. But I only think with Star Wars, you need one. Endgame, you need one. But for certain movies that don't really have the brand recognition, you need a bunch to kind of get – because you hit that one trailer.
Gotta keep bumping.
You get that one trailer that's different, and then that one person on the outside goes, oh, I think I will see Gemini Man now.
Yeah.
Yep. It was nice, by the way. Bumping
you
so got to
keep bumping. That's what I mean. It's like bumping the numbers. What? You got to keep bumping along. You keep bumping it up.
It's called slapping.
The truth is I will –
to feel?
Jafiel.
It's not Jufiel.
I said Jafiel.
You're calling me a Jew?
Well, you are.
Well, you heard that.
He said Jafiel, but you said Jufiel.
Jafiel Jew?
I am going to watch every trailer that's ever shown to me. I'm never going to not watch a trailer.
I'm with you.
It's just who I am. If something's out there, I've got to see it. But sometimes that bothers me because I find all of the jokes and then they ruin the whole movie. But I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I do wish that there were less trailers. But as long as there are as many as there are, I'm going to watch every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Cody, less trailers, more trailers?
I try to avoid them when I can. But if I'm in the theater, I'm not going to close my eyes and plug my ears and all that. Yeah.
Alex, like
the trailers? I don't watch trailers either. But I do actually look down whenever a trailer I want to – for a movie's trailer that I want to see, I just look down.
Name this movie, Josh. Look down. Look down.
Les Miserables.
Oh, my God.
Is that right?
Nailed it.
You're yes. kidding me. That's right?
It's absolutely correct.
How did you do that?
It's 100% correct.
No, it's not. You guys are lying.
No, it's not. Look down.
Do you know why?
I don't know why Riley's doing what he's doing right now.
I'm playing
now.
Guitar for a stage play.
They're digging and stuff, but...
Okay. The reason why I thought that was I was like, okay, that song sucks real bad, and Les Miserables is terrible, and I imagined you singing sort of like Russell Crowe. Is that a Russell Crowe song?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Totally. Cause
down.
He's, yep.
Is it him? Yeah, it is, right? He's going through the change.
Caller,
you're on Collider different... Live. What's your name? Where are you hawking from? Okay. Cool. Great. Caller?
Hey, it's me. I'm here.
Hey. What's up, man?
You're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
All right. It's Parker from Virginia.
Hey, Parker. What's going on today?
I'm going to throw a few quick things out there, and then I got my real question. First of all, Roxy, thank you for all you guys in general, thank you for never shying away talking about like the serious dramatic stories that some people just want to push under the rug.
You got it, Parker.
For sure.
It's part of the job.
Second, Cody, you're the best. You make me laugh more than anybody in that entire building.
Oh, mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, buddy.
Same.
Very true.
Same.
100%.
Cody for the win.
Producer Riley.
Yeah.
I know you guys are doing the Collider Star Wars rankings coming up. Are you only taking that online poll you did as a factor, or are you letting the office vote too?
Yes, people can vote. So the office did vote.
What?
I wasn't invited.
I don't think you want my opinions on the star. Is it the top 10 Star Wars movies?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody voted. Everybody got a vote.
There's only 10.
But if you can think of however many votes that you get outside of the office, I mean, our votes just kind of go into the pool.
When I did put my one poll out there, I sent it and people were like, is this for real? This is for real your list? Even Ken Napsok was like, this is for real your list? I'm like, it's for real my list.
It's your list.
Parker, yeah. What do you got for us today, though?
Just a quick question. We're coming to the end of the year, and everybody's doing their favorite movies of the year. What are your underrated movies of the year? Mine are Fighting With My Family and Blinded by the Light.
Loved both of those movies,
Blinded
Parker.
By the Light was good.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. I loved both of those. I think that those are great picks. What's your underrated movies of the year? What are the hidden gems?
I think my underrated, it came and went so quick, was Good Boys. I think Good Boys was so effing funny. Those kids were amazing. Little Jacob Tremblay and his gang of unruly men were really, really funny. I love that movie. And I think the other underrated, because it didn't hit like it should have, was Rocket Man. I thought Rocket Man was absolutely brilliant.
I just watched it for the first time this week, and I did not love it.
Oh,
wow.
Man,
really?
Loved
it was fine.
That movie.
It was really fine.
Yeah, I loved it.
I just thought it wasn't as good as Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm. Ooh. Switch those out.
Yeah. I guess underrated is different than my favorite of the year, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't think that Late Night got enough buzz.
Late Night was awesome.
Night was great.
You know what else? What other movie I just watched, which is similar because they're both Amazon movies, is Britney Runs a Marathon.
I've heard that's amazing. Yeah. I did not see that.
Movie's fantastic.
I also think that we've hyped it on this show a bajillion times, but Peanut Butter Falcon, I think that it wasn't nominated for Indie Spirit Awards, which shocked me.
What?
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking this movie should have some Oscar push, so for not to be even nominated there, I was like, woof, woof.
That's a damn
shame.
Wait. That's
not one Indie Spirit Award.
That's
I don't believe so. Alex, you probably know better than I do.
He doesn't, so he's looking at him.
Okay,
right now.
That's what we do when we don't know things. Yeah. We're millennials. Yes. Got to find it. I'm pretty sure it was not nominated for any Indie Spirit
Award. Well, that's absolutely
Award.
Ridiculous.
Egregious, if
yes.
it's true.
Totally
which I believe
egregious.
It is. Yeah, so that one is underrated then for me. Spirit Award. Oh, I thought they pulled it up. You guys let me know
he's
when you got it.
He's researching. He's okay. researching right now.
What is the research?
Way to research.
Sorry.
Zooming in a little bit.
Queen
and
Slim.
Out.
Queen and Slim, which is getting no buzz. I thought that movie was effing amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. It got no
push. And no marketing.
No marketing, and it didn't do anything in the box office.
At all. Yeah. At all. Very underrated. Excellent film.
Is it just like an awesome version of Bonnie and Clyde?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could tell as soon as I saw the trailer, I was like, this movie is for me.
Yeah,
I love this idea.
You'll love it. It's really, really interesting, cool looking, well acted, well written, has unique twists in it.
Cool.
It's really good.
Love it.
Riley, underrated movies?
I mean, I don't know. It got a lot of publicity, I'll say, but Booksmart is by far one of my favorite movies of the year.
Me too.
That I know it kind of came and went, and there was a big talk about, you got to see this movie. And of course, I missed it, and then I see it, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
We so many people should have gone seeing this, including me.
Last Black Man in San Francisco, I watched on the plane, too.
I hear that's excellent. I haven't seen
really,
that.
Really, really well done.
I also watched – what did I just watch on the plane? What was I just going to tell you guys?
Dolomite?
Yes.
Dolomite.
It was excellent. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you that or you just guessed
you,
that? Oh,
you
yeah,
brought
I told
it up earlier. Yeah.
Dolomite was so, so good.
That movie
I don't think
is
it's underrated, though,
because
a lot of people – and then my other underrated one, Judy. I loved Judy
oh,
the Judy
yeah, that
Garland
came and
movie.
Went, huh?
That came and went. And she's not just great. The movie is great.
Okay.
Also, The Report. I don't know if that's come out yet. But when it comes,
oh,
Adam
yeah.
Driver movie.
Yeah.
Just came out.
It's excellent.
I heard the one with the like divorced parents or whatever.
Marriage Story?
Marriage Story.
I hear that's
I
good.
Think
best
of the Alex
year.
Has been hyping that for a minute.
Seen it twice in theaters and I fucking love it.
Wow.
Cody? No? Not so much?
He just won't shut up about this movie.
Ah, got
it. Seeing it all the time in theaters.
He keeps seeing it all the time.
It's coming
times.
On Netflix soon.
I don't know what else.
Cody,
to say
did you find the answer and you said it yep. and I just missed it?
No, it's right there on the screen. All those movies there. We got Harriet, Jojo Rabbit, Queen and Slim.
They all what?
Peanut Butter Falcons were not nominated for Spirit Awards.
Wow. Well, Jojo Rabbit not being nominated either. I mean, that's
that is silly.
Ridiculous.
That is bonkers. Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit and Peanut Butter Falcon were the best movies of the year.
Well,
so that's
Jojo yeah. Rabbit correct. Will probably get Oscar nominations
totally.
Because of the buzz. And so let's hope that we can put that on to Peanut Butter Falcon. And that maybe they can get a nomination.
I think maybe the Spirit Awards didn't think that Jojo Rabbit needed the love. And they're trying to highlight more indies. I don't know. That's stupid to me. That's crazy. Don't understand. All right. Caller, you are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you hawking from? So clever, Rox.
Hey. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
How you doing? My name is Calvin. I'm from Johnson City, Tennessee.
What's up, Calvin? How
hey,
are
Calvin.
You, buddy?
Calvin with the sexy voice.
Doing,
legend.
What's going
on? You're back.
Calvin, mm-hmm. You know, listen, back. If you didn't call my first day back, I was going to be really upset about it.
You are back.
I'm back,
hey, Roxy, I have seen Peanut Butter Falcon
nice.
Because of you.
And did you like it?
Yes, I liked it. I thought it was fine. I'm going to do one of your things. I'm going to say, it was fine.
Okay.
But, good enough. I'll take it.
I'm sorry. It wasn't the greatest.
All right.
But
teach their own.
What?
What?
Okay. I will tell you what my favorite is of this year.
Okay.
And I seen it a couple of days ago. It has to be. It's probably because I'm a big Scorsese fan. But The Irishman. Mm. The Irishman blew me away, man. I loved it. I didn't like the first hour. But when Pacino comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts doing his thing. He starts yelling. He's getting loud. You know what I mean? He starts doing his thing. I loved it.
See,
I
think
I thought it was great.
I think I'm just at the point where they like just introduced Pacino on the phone.
Okay.
And so I'm like, all right.
Well, it's good. Well, that's the name of the book when he says.
He paint houses.
I heard you paint houses. Yeah, that's the name of the book that the movie is based on.
Yeah.
It's really good. I loved it. I thought that was great. It blew everything else away for me. But I did watch Peanut Butter Falcon. I thought it was good. It was fine.
Okay.
But
breaking my
but
heart,
for
Calvin.
Me, and I disagree with you. Anyway, actually, even though I love you. But yeah, but you know, I thought the Irishman was great. But yeah, I guess that's all I had to say.
Right on.
I wanted to try to get in. While Josh is way back.
Calvin, I'm like kind of obsessed with you.
Calvin's the best, man.
He's the best.
Yeah, Calvin, you got that great voice, and it's okay that you didn't love Peanut Butter Falcon. I'm just happy that you went and saw it. Everybody's allowed to have their own opinion on a movie as long as they see it.
The pride of Johnsonville, Tennessee, Calvin.
So, Calvin, you have no...
Johnson City.
Whoa, you did, Josh.
Don't you mess that up.
I know. Johnson City.
That is one of Ken Apsaw's favorite cities.
Ken loves Johnson City.
Does he really?
Oh, he loves it. Talks about it all the time. Man.
Calvin, so you've got no question for us? You just want us to know you didn't love Peanut Butter Falcon?
I didn't say I didn't love Peanut Butter Falcon, Bronson.
Did you guys gather
it
that?
Was fine.
He said it was fine.
So it was because he didn't love it.
He didn't love it. He thought it was good.
I do have a question.
Okay.
What do you got, Calvin?
This is going to be way inappropriate.
Cool.
Roxy, why are you so sexy?
Oh.
Get him, Calvin.
Why? Johnson
indeed,
City.
Roxy.
City of love. Calvin. The charm city. Johnson City.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, Calvin. The reason I'm so sexy is
take
because of my
shot.
Heroes and Villains sweatshirt that I'm wearing. Go to heroesvillains.com. Get 10% off using Live 10 at checkout. Guys, how'd you like that?
God, that was
really
good.
Really good.
That was
right?
really That's professional right there.
Yeah. But guys, I ate so much stuffing and gravy you guys. And cake and shit.
Thank you. That's my favorite. What is that? Yes. A new one? That's
a new one. To be honest, I don't know why I played that one. I haven't played it all show.
That's how
I wanted to play.
That's how I feel ever since Thanksgiving. It's been.
And I've continued to eat.
So. Do you want to know why you played it?
The rustling kills me.
Yeah.
The reason you played it is because somebody said that I was sexy.
There we go.
And Josh missed why the roller coaster sound. Yeah.
Yeah. It's bungee jumping.
I feel it now.
Is that Perry bungee jumping?
That's someone who was at that bungee jumping thing with Perry.
Oh, get out of here.
It's one of the other reporters.
That'd be amazing. Did you ask if that was Perry?
Yeah. No, I'm messing. Come on.
That, if that was Perry, my whole heart would explode.
Wait, is that Rocha? Was Rocha there?
No.
No, it was a different
outlet.
No,
I have no idea who it is.
We don't know who it is.
Oh, man, that's amazing. That's so good.
Cody, let us know when we have another caller hawk at us because we only have time for one more. Guys, get in those phone lines. Get on those phone lines. To our very last caller of the day, you are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Kim from New York.
Hey, what's going on? What do you got for us today?
So... finally got to see Knives Out last weekend. The more I think about it, I think it's one of my favorite movies of the year.
Knives Out. Knives. Nice.
And sort of my question is sort of based in that movie. One of my favorite parts was undoubtedly Evans, who plays one of the best on-screen dicks I've seen in a while.
I think that's pretty nice, much par for the course for him.
And Chris it's Evans? A nice change of pace after 10 years. Yeah, Chris Evans.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a dick as Captain America, isn't he? Like, he's kind of a dick.
What?
No.
He's not Iron yourself, Man, so. Man.
Yeah. Like, he's
if you go back to, though, he played in Not Another Teen Movie
here's
or something
what,
like some of those.
Here's what just happened. Josh doesn't like Chris Evans and is afraid to admit it out loud.
No, I just think he's kind of salty all through, like, from Captain America Civil War all through the end of Infinity War and Endgame, he's kind of salty.
Hey, do you hear that? Do you hear that?
What's that?
Another Reddit page.
Yeah,
we've
another
just
Reddit
born.
Page. Yeah.
Yo, Kevin from New York. I feel like
sorry,
that wasn't
Kevin.
Your question, though. What do you got?
No, but it's cool. I'm just happy to hear Josh back.
Hey, me too. You and me both.
But I was going to say, I mean, kind of like with that, in that, like, Captain America means well at the very least, whereas in Knives Out, he's just a.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like that, I mean. But sort of in that vein, like, is there any actor that you want to see play against type that, you know, that, like, maybe is known for one thing? You just want to see them play the other side of the coin. For
totally.
One.
Great
Easy
question.
Sell.
I've got one.
Go.
You've got
no,
one,
no,
too?
You, yeah, I totally got one. Go
so
ahead.
Just saw Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. The movie warmed my entire heart. Love
oh,
it so much.
How many Pittsburgh shots were? Because I still haven't seen it yet.
You're
going to
go
this
you're
week.
You're going to love it. Okay. You're going to love it. Tom Hanks, I want him to be the ultimate villain. Give it to me. Mm-hmm. What you got? Like, I want him to be the next Thanos type thing. Let him be the big bad, or even more than that, like a Charlize Theron monster. Like, turn him into a Ooh. Psychopath. Give it to me.
Interesting.
What can he do?
Roxy.
Has he ever done that?
Listen, I haven't been here for a couple weeks, and this is what you give me on the last phone call? Tom Hanks, America's sweetheart,
what do
my
you
new
got?
Best friend, Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd against type. He's always like the sweet guy, even though Andy in Wet Hot American Summer, he's a total dick.
Yeah, right.
Which is pretty
right.
funny.
I was gonna say.
Did you watch his show?
No, not yet. I watched the pilot.
So good.
Is I it? Watched the pilot yeah. and I wasn't
I didn't
crazy
love,
about
I didn't
the
love
pilot.
The pilot, but okay. I thought it was so good by the okay. end. And it's a quick binge, too.
So is
but,
he playing against character in it?
Well, because he's two different.
Right.
There's two different types, at least.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
When
okay.
he turns dickish.
Interesting.
What do you
Paul
got,
Rudd?
Riley?
Anything for Riley?
Yeah, I can't stop thinking about your Tom Hanks now. I think yeah. that's a brilliant call.
Thank
it
you
is
so
good.
Much.
Wouldn't
I,
it be great
I'm
if he
brilliant.
Was Lex Luthor?
That would be wild.
Come on!
Do you think he can do it?
Oh, 100%. 100% he could do it.
Tommy boy.
Does Tom Hanks want to play against type? Or does he just look for, like,
he could do whatever he wants
hero, cross the board, I'm going to, you know, my ship? No, F you. It's my ship back. You know, he's going to play yeah. these guys, these normal guys.
What?
Heroic.
Like Captain
Sully.
Phillips.
Oh,
sorry. Not Sully, yes. Captain Phillips as well. Yeah, thank you.
Did you do you think that Tom Hanks, after seeing Mr. Rogers, did you see it yet?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm going to see it this week before I head out of town. Did you do you think he gets nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's awesome. So good. The movie's okay. So good. I think Matthew Rhys should be nominated for the movie, though.
The fact that he never won for the Americans is total
egregious,
bummer.
Disgusting.
Wait, no, he did win.
She didn't win.
She didn't win. He did win. They were both nominated a bunch of times.
She didn't win.
Which is shocking because she should have won as well.
It was the final season that he won, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah.
Rude.
It's totally rude.
Cody, any people that you want to see play against type?
I love movies.
Gosh, good call.
I love movies.
Nick Cage?
It's Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
Yikes.
I forget who are. You guys know I can't tell.
Roxanne.
I've
been using that Roxanne. That soundbite for a while.
Doesn't it sound like Nicolas
to
Cage?
To your room,
no.
Roxanne.
No. Sounds like.
But did you guys see?
I love movies.
He kind of did.
I love
against type.
It is totally
with call
Keanu
you my,
call me by your name.
Call,
no, that's
no,
not
no, maybe.
Keanu
isn't it romantic?
Reeves.
No, no. What's the?
That is not. I don't
always
know
be
shit.
My baby.
I don't know shit. And Keanu Reeves is not in Call Me by Your Name.
No, he's not.
No,
all I'm saying. Always be my maybe.
Always be my maybe.
He played.
Wow, Riley got it wrong.
Yeah,
Riley.
Oh, shocker!
Riley, you thought he was Armie Hammer. That's so silly.
Roxy, I actually didn't.
Alex, what do you got?
Going off Knives Out, let's do Daniel Craig.
What do you want to see him do?
Boy, as a bad guy.
Okay.
He's kind of got that look. Yeah,
layer cake.
They hated that answer, Alex. Yeah. Jesus.
Layer cake.
Fuck off.
Oh God.
We didn't do any girls.
I know. I was thinking about that, but I can't think like Julia Roberts as a badass villain.
Well, she's sort of as villainous in Homeland, a little bit.
I guess I didn't get to that point.
I mean, I guess it's not really.
When is Julia
Roberts? She's just real quiet in that movie. She's so like calculated.
Oh, a movie.
No, in the TV show.
You talking about Homecoming?
Homecoming.
Oh, I was like in Homeland?
No.
Homecoming?
Homecoming, the Amazon show.
I thought you were talking about the Claire Danes show. When did she come
That's
in?
That's what I was like, wow, she come in like season six or something?
I was thinking like have Rebel Wilson play against like the Rebel Wilson character.
That'd
like,
be cool.
You know what I mean?
Although she was very different in Jojo Rabbit.
Yes, she was.
Josh, when are you back with us again? You're not
Wednesday.
Here tomorrow. You're here Wednesday.
Correct.
But Darina is here tomorrow. I'm
yes.
here tomorrow. Riley's here tomorrow.
Yes.
Somebody else, probably. We'll figure it out.
Me?
Guys, Cody.
Alex.
Cody. And Alex.
Here every day. Just forget about us.
Roxy.
Everyone else in the office.
Roxandra.
I don't usually, though, but I did in this very moment. Guys, don't forget to go to heroesvillains.com. 10% off. And if you are on Monday right now, Cyber Monday, it's a 45% off with our 10%. So it's 35 plus 10, 45% off, guys. HeroesVillains.com. Get some cool swag.
Use the code LIVE10.
LIVE10. What are you doing with your finger?
I'm
just reading along.
The creases. Yeah, I was reading along.
Guys, follow Matt Josh Macuga. He's the Macugaest I've ever seen him before. thank
wow.
you, Mark
My
Riley,
praise.
And the guys that I could never forget about, Cody Hall, Alex Marzonia. I'm Rocky Stryl. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning for Collider Live.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose MyHealthPolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.